Tomorrow on 10 to 11 hours.
Regarding Mitzvah Samiris, there's a Mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema, there's a Mitzvah to recite the Hafamazim, there's a Mitzvah to read the Megillah, there's a Mitzvah to say Brachas, and Kiddush and Hamdol, all the Mitzvahs of Samiris. Does a person have to fulfill these Mitzvahs in such a fashion that he recites the Amira loud enough that he can hear it? It has to be Mashmir Liozov, or not? So the Gemara claimed, the Gemara came to the conclusion that there are three sheets in Tanakh. One sheet is that you must be Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah says you have to be Mashmir Liozov, and if not, you're not Yossi. And that's based on the fact that consumers that say Shema Yisrael, Shema means Hashma Yosnov, Hamasha, and Moshi, the Sikho. And if Moshi Shmili Yosnov, Mo Yosnov, and it's a universal din, the Gemara says it's a din by Kriya Shema, by Bichot HaMazon, by Mikra Megillah, by Kiddush and Avdol, and all the mitzvahs are here. Parshat Pshat, Parshat Pshat Nigmar. The Ram has a different Pshat, there's the Parshat Pshat Nigmar. And the, and then there's Rav Yudah Shita. Rav Yudah, or a mayor, the market is, we're not sure exactly who a mayor holds like that, how should you have you holds like that, that you don't even require the chaskhila that it should be mashmili yazna. There's no need at all. As long as he recites it, that's sufficient. And then the Gemara said there's a little sheet that there's a chaskhila, you have to be mashmili yazna, and with the abbot, you say, even if lahi shmili yazna. And the Gemara says, and I'm going to say, that's how we cast it. That's what laws of an Azari say. Right, speak softly.
Yeah.
You're not in the shul, it's very loud, very noisy, and you're speaking very softly, so you can't hear a word.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says that's what we talk in the middle sheet of Ablaz ben Azariah, Rabbi the shame of Ablaz ben Azariah, Rabbi is the Talmud of Ablaz ben Azariah. So the Gemara says we talk like the middle sheet of Al-Hakhil, you have to be Tashmili, Oznot. And the Yev, Rabbi Allah, he shmili Oznot is Yotzah. This din L'chatchila, that L'chatchila, you have to be Mashmili Oznot, is that a din there, right? L'chatchila? Is that only the Rabbanon? So you say that, then I'll tell you, Rabbi Allah, he shmili Oznot, Klal is just perfectly good, L'chatchila. And the whole requirement for Mashmili Oznot design is only the Rabbanon, no. So the Mishnah Brewer quotes the Machlekes, Rishayim and the Machlekes, Achayim about that. So the din L'chatchila, we know that there are things like that. There is an Indian of L'chatchila in the Yev, and I'm a level of their Isis, in the area of Mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is like Musa of the Hidura is L'chatchila done XYZ. And the evidence he just did XY without Z, he said the evidence is also good, in an incomplete form. So that's the shayla over here. This is the way we talk to Halacha. That L'chatchila needs to be Mashmir Liozov. And the evidence that Mashmir Liozov is Yotzer, that requirement L'chatchila, that's a machlekes is whether that's the right to the Rabbah. That's right. So in the middle of
turning the Amira, he's turning the Shmira.
No, he's turning the Amira. The Amir is incomplete if you didn't do it loud enough.
You put it up for normal situations, but the noise is an external thing.
But if you didn't hear it, so your personal Amir is incomplete. That's where Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds even in Kuba. Yeah. According to Rabbi Yossi, a person who is dead will accomplish nothing by reciting Kriya Shema. We won't accomplish anything by reading the Megillah, by saying Kiddush Abdullah, can't Rabbi Yossi say anything? Can't Rabbi Yossi? Okay. So that's what he said. So this verse is our Krishna and Jayvan Bar. So you didn't hear? Okay.
So one of the, that's what we learned last week, this particular gemara with the three sheets, Rav Lozman Azariah and Rav Meir, and Rav Yossi.
Rav Lozman Azariah is the middle sheet, and that's how we start. The middle sheet of Rav Lozman Azariah.
Somebody who
can't hear, can't go to
the...
According to Rav Yossi, he can't be
heard.
Right. He can't be heard to any of these. Right. So he shouldn't bother to say Kriya Shema, Shema Nesu, or anything, because he wouldn't be heard. Doesn't have Shema Nesu, that's what we discussed last week. Maybe by Shema, maybe by Tila, maybe by Tila, the fact that the Bar Tabon, the Lord of Tila indicates that for some reason, Rashi, in Yuna, about the Tessin based on the Bar Tabon, the Lord of Tila, by Tila, you don't require Dibor Ashi Ashmir Liozno. You don't even need Lachatila that you should dance Shema Nesu loud enough that you should be able to hear. Other Rabbi should be Tila Balachash, so soft that you shouldn't hear it to dust. If you say like that, Rashi and Yumas, the Benchman Esri would not cause a problem for the deaf person. But the brachas and the Kriya Shema and the Kiddush and Abdol, everything would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to fulfill these verses, would you?
I have to say,
that's how our Talmud teacher always said. The key of it is the key of the Avodah Shebaleh. But the Maisa Amitza has to be. No, the only time you get the key of the Maisa Amitza, then you get the key.
One comes after the other.
Okay.
So we're learning the next two from Chana,
but Chana, you can tell us the Lachas. And we'll come to it. Right. So that's the Lachas means that other people don't hear. That doesn't mean that I also don't hear. That's the Machlokes Rishon. Rak Tosan has been called Allah Yishama to Eli. Eli couldn't hear. But the question was, what about Chana? Maybe Chana herself could hear what she was reciting.
Well, when somebody says something quietly, even if he doesn't hear it, but he knows what he's saying.
If we look at the same thing, you also know what you say, what you're thinking about.
So last week we learned the Gemara, where the Gemara quoted on Mishnah and Shumas. The first Mishnah and Shumas says, Hanisha lo yitshomu. The Yimtoma ain't Shumas and Shumas. There are five people who cannot be Machat Shumas, and even in the end it's not come. And then the next Mishnah says, a list of another five people who will have Chila should not be Machat Shumas, but in the end it is good. So one of those people who is only the Chachila not able to be Machat Shumas, but in the end if his Machat is good, is the Cherish HaMadad of the Eina Shemeya. If the person can speak, but he's deaf. The person is deaf, but he's able to speak, so he's a Mizabra, Vein Shemeya. So as far as the Kriya Hashem of the Shum is concerned, that the Chal doesn't pose a problem. Because the Halacha says, even the Chaskiba, the Nefshel Lachem Shemaska, nothing wrong with being Machish Shumah, the hero, the Machshol. The Nefshel Lachem Shemaska, the Gan, should Shumah tell us the Machshol. That's the first of Shadim Mons, that it's even good with Chaskiba, that you can Machish Shumah and Machshol. So that is not the problem over here. The problem over here is regarding the broth. Not everybody agrees to that either. There's a Benefit has in his commentary on the Shulchan a comment where he interprets a rises. The minig olam is when the women are machish chala. What do? They take off a little when they make a big show. So they take off a little chala broth and they turn just on a machish chala and they show whatever they said broth and then that's it. The same broken at all. The Rebbe Kivegas. Should they say, are they the Shum al Hashem al Hakol?
No.
Should they do a Kriya Hashem? Should they do a Kriya Hashem? So what do you mean? The woman says that bracha la'afish kalam and isha, and she doesn't do the hafrasha? That's it. So the answer is true when they tell us. If you have in sin, if you have in mind, obviously you want this to be the truma, so they're having in mind this called the machshava. That's not called, that's called machshava, that's not called the ma'isa. Ma'isa would mean amira. Normally, no. Let's say I have 50 bushels of gur, and I know that I want this bushel to be the truma. You say, I raise the truma l'Hashem alakol. There's no halacha that says you have to pick it up. You say, I raise the truma l'Hashem alakol. And now halacha says, even if you didn't say, I raise the tear, the chassid should take the tear, because hafrash of truma is an inyan of hafrash. Hafrash means all the things that are halacha here on you. Never wish to yap in the never knows the last Russian. Hafla means something that's called that near, like a nether, a shvu, an indir, a kadesh, a derech, and a charam, and thinking like a shani, kri Hashem, shuna, kri Hashem, maitre, kri Hashem, maitre, shani, all of these things are called the Yoni Hafla. The more than Yoni Hafla, we require that Yoni Hafla, and the Gama Beligo is not enough, except for the Gemara has two exceptions to it. One of them is Chuma. The Nefesh Lachem Chumaska. You can't get Chuma to tell us the Mashavah. The Mashavah means you neither have to pick it up, nor do you have to say the Amir, HaRez and Chuma Lashem HaLakot. You have in mind, you want this to be Chuma, so it becomes a Achlata. So if it becomes Chuma, it's a Mashavah. bracha. Normally, the minig anashim for many centuries, the family was that the women just recited the bracha for Abba Shalom and Eitan, and they picked it up and they burnt it, they put it in the fire, and they never made the amira.
I've already the Shumal Hashem alakom.
So you didn't have to be just like
that?
So Rabbi Kiveger and Yeridaya, when it says in Yeridaya that you say the bracha, and Yamach Ishkala, Rabbi Kiveger says that the rising on the side of the Rambam and Hasogisa on the Rambam, and Hilchas Bikurim, I think, and the Rambam says the Medina Mashkala, the rising on the side of the Rambam quotes in the name of the Shilchir that after the Balabat, it says the bracha, she should say, Harei the Shumal Hashem alakom. What did he quote there? What does he want from the right of the Shem HaShukhu? What did he discover of it? I raised the tomb of Hashem Alako. And everything. So listen, that's the Nusuf statement of Rishami. Rishami Chala has such a Nusuf. So the right, he quotes the Shukhu, who says that after you recite the Bracha, you should say, I raised the tomb of Hashem Alako. So what is he driving at? So the Nesiv has a whole essay where he explains that although the Din is a few minutes hours from Hashemi, learn how to repost it, that's only at the Sashbachara level of Kedushas Truma. But if you'll be Mavish Truma, the deep word, like it should have been. Abbasha Truma should have been like a Nezer and a Nezirus and a Shuwe and everything else that you got to Amira. And it's a clear fact that even if you didn't have Amira to the Yevon, it's also good, but it's only to the Yevon, it's only a second class, it's only a second rate Truma. To have first class Truma, you have to have Amira. So the Chiddush, so what is the Raidit quote? You can make a quote, a Raidit, a quote, a Shulchus. What is it called now? Raidit, a Shulchus? What was Rabban offering? He said, no, the Shulchus is telling us a Chiddush. One might have thought that if you're being Mavish, Shulchus Meir. There's none of that. All the Chalad that we have is Chalad Meir. But one might have thought, perhaps, none of that all the Hafrash of Shulchus that we do, no, that was a Chalad. It's all coming anyway. So in a certain sense, you're really involved in an Avera. If you matam, if you matam shuma, you matam shalom, and then you matam it. The Mishnah says that's an isra, the Mishnah says that's an isra. States, Mishmeres to Moisar, you have to heat up the shuma, you have to Mishmeres to watch the shuma that it shouldn't become nitmo. So if I have shuma, tahira, and then I'm not careful and I allow it to become tamir, I'm tamir to yadayim, so I violated the isra, that's the Mishmeres to Moisar. So in a certain sense, when a person is matam shuma to meir, he has an isra to meir. And he's Kari Shem Truma, and in a certain sense he's making Truma Tameya. So he says the Habrosh of Truma itself is a Shrika Ladisa. But others can bear it. So one might...
Before
he used to have sometimes the Truma, sometimes the Tara. Not always. Whenever you have an Isa Tameya, so you have to be Mavish Tameya, you should have to be Mavish Tameya Tameya. But in a certain sense, when you're Mavish, not always, in a certain sense, whenever you have Isa Tameya, there's always something, you're Kurdish and Tala. In a certain sense, you need to come Isa, because you're creating Shuma Tameya. Isa is not to bring about in the world Shuma Tameya. If you have no choice, you have to. So then it should say that one might have perhaps thought that the Lady Ganoshim is to be preferred. Better. Why do you have to make such a big challah with a full kedusha challah? How much can kedusha challah? My ticket is bad enough that you made a little bit of a kedusha challah. So let other and let the balabas to be mafish challah without an amira. So it would be the bare minimum of challah will take effect and become challah enough to be mafish to eat the table. If you want to eat the rest of the cake or the cookies or the bread or whatever it is, and you will not, you didn't make. Unnecessarily more kedusha challah than you needed. So that's the minig anashim. That's why the minig anashim is that bizman hazeh they bedav to say the bracha and they rely on machshavah. They bedav they don't want to be kurdish. Yeah. And the Tzitz says he's explaining that's the minig anashim. So the Kivegi quotes from the right and the quotes from the shulter. The shulter needs to say that bizman hazeh everything is coming anyway. And nonetheless, Allah still says that you should be kurdish. He's still doing that. He still should do an amir. That's what he claims. That's what he claims with chess. Yeah, I don't think he gives any nafkimina ladina halakam haizaman. I don't think he has any nafkimina.
It's like a big
population. But he claims that then he wants to start the Morgimara. This is his assumption based on the Minigamashim. He's niyat in the Minigamashim. Why they deducted don't do like the Kivegi the Shem, Haraib the Shem Ashilkis. That explains that the Shracha Gemara was this. Is the Gemara in Bav Metzia that when he used to build the Beit HaMikdash, it says, Dori Macho V'Hachakach Madishin. Seems like Gemara in the end of Perek HaZohar, in the middle of Bav Metzia. Dori Macho V'Hachakach Madishin. When the workers, when they're building the Beit HaMikdash, they're building the walls, they're building rooms, So they wouldn't be magdish the walls until after they would finish all the buildings. Because in the middle of the job, they would sit for an hour for a lunch break or a coffee break, and they would put their cup of coffee on top of the wall. Just because they sound English, what are they putting a cup of coffee on top of the wall? In the end, I'll not remain doing the work as a body shouldn't be magdishes. So let's say they're not to name. Let's say they're to Urim, but still, they're going to lean on the wall, they're going to lean their hammer on the wall, they're going to lean their box of nails on the wall, not necessarily whatever is necessary to the purpose of building is not a violation. But unnecessarily, they're going to be more of the headmishes. That's what they want, because go to Machol, they would build it first without being magdishes, and after the whole job would be finished, they wouldn't have to have any more coffee breaks. Then there would be magdish that wall on that section. But they're sitting bothered with Akasha, but if you hold that house money little city, if you're repassing as Mona Lobner, repassing my brother as Mona Lobner city. But if Abaye would be right, Abaye disagrees, I hold house money little city, when you already designated something that is going to be hagdish, that already has an Issa Kedusha on it, affects Akasha. Everybody knows. So this is going to be hegdish, so why not say hazmona milti, and it's already an Eastern Ila. The Rav Soloveitchik used to say a Saratan discussion, a different Saratan discussion, and it says, no, the truth is, and Akanami, it is hegdish, but at least you want magdishit to pay. So you're going to be magdishit to pay, then it's going to be more cottage, and it's going to be a bigger Eastern Ila. So when you want magdishit to pay, it's a little Eastern Ila. Ah, that's actually what it is.
Why do you like it, Rav Soloveitchik?
Why shouldn't the one who's deaf be makish? So the problem is not because of the amira arrayed the Trum Hashem, how's it going to have an amira, won't be able to hear it. That's not a problem because you don't even need an amira. The amira is not necessary. I'll be pashtus. You don't need amira.
In other words,
you can't
have the
pilot.
Have the
bachelor.
Have the bachelor. Have the bachelor.
So we say that we can't do something? The person can't speak. The person can't speak at all. If the person can't hear, so he's not right to hear. He's not right to hear, so therefore what should be, I should say, close anyway, let's hear, like ever so.
But even
next chapter,
you don't teach me, you're so simple.
There is a discussion in Meridea about that issue that you brought up. I think it's human hour. There is a discussion about that. Should you say Kol Shein Aroy L'Shmiya, even though he's talking like what Lot and Rav said on Zayin Middle Sheet, that the Shmiya is not Miyake.
But if he can
have Shmiya, he should say that then Shmiya is Miyake. There's one, I think there's a Rotashi and Chulin. There's a Shulchan Aruch, they call it one sheet or like that, and the Pashtus is not so. You see, Magmar, you don't say that. That's the Shalom, why not? But with the Kash, okay. Then you're there, they discussed it. How do you know when to apply this cloth? Kol Shein Aroy is something. So there's something in there. Okay. So again, the Pashup Shadir is, Hamisha Lai Tromu, being Tromu, but yet, Shumatan Shuma, the Cheresh Amidab of Enish Emeli, from Tom Shumatan Shuma, it's because of the brother. It's not because of the Amir of Hamisha Shuma. The Amir is not a problem. You can be Mafir Shuma of Mashava. That doesn't hold the problem. The problem is the brother. The brother has to be Mashmi Ali Ozna. So that was what the Gemara was asking. Whose sheep is that? Man tan a cheresh amadab b'vein shemet b'liya b'nem l'chadchila lo. Whose opinion was that? That l'chadchila the cheresh ain't a shemeya should not be machish shume because it can't be mashmir yoz of the brochet. But b'liya b'ed it would be chao. The Gemara said it's a blood of an azari sheep that l'chadchila you have to be mashmir yoz of by your brochet and b'liya b'ed is good with us. So here the in the Sefer Drush V'Chidush by Rabbi T. Rager on his Zav, he has a kasha and he has no teretz. That's right by a kasha. Because we know, I think we mentioned it last week, just a kasha. We know that in Hafrosh Truma there are two aspects. Number one, there's an Issa Tevel on everything. And when you're Mafrosh Truma, it's Matir, it takes off the Issa Tevel. And number two, Hafrosh Truma is one of the Tayyar Mitzvahs on teretz. There's a Mitzvah to be Mafrosh Truma. And then there's a mitzvah machine also. Right? There's a mitzvah machine of the Ramban, that's what I want to talk about also. The Ramban is of the opinion in the Sefer HaMitzvah, even counted as two distinct mitzvahs. A precious tomb is one mitzvah, and the Sefer HaMitzvah is another mitzvah. And the Rambam only counts it as one. That's the question, why the Rambam holds that you count our Prasha and Messina as one mitzvah. But the Rambam holds that it's two distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam means they're right, there are actually two distinct mitzvahs by right, that if a person is a, let's say the farmer is a Kohen, and all he has is a mitzvah of Prasha's tomb, he does not have a mitzvah of Messina. So how can you say that it's one mitzvah? If it's one mitzvah, so you should have to do both together. But the fact that if I'm a Kohen, I don't have to give it away, or if I'm a Levi, I don't have to give away the Maitanishon, so then you see that the Hafrasha before the Messina will hold. That brush is for the purpose of taking off the inner table. And you see this to fulfill the Master's Kulam, the Master's Levi. It's two different, that's what the Ramban time, and it's two different mitzvahs. And the Ramban does not count them as two different mitzvahs. That's the question. No, no, no. No, no. It doesn't have to. There's no mitzvah in the If I'm a Kohen, there's no mitzvah in the to give away. The mitzvah doesn't give. There's only a mitzvah, half brush.
What can he say?
He didn't lose. He didn't win. He's not his fault. He was born a Christ.
I can go through a whole life without having to be faithful in that person. I never say.
Okay. That's a different kind of a mitzvah. That's a conditional mitzvah. If you're
big,
I'm not called in a mitzvah, so sure. It's conditional. If you have to, So we have such a mashal also, by zvila in a mitzvah. A person has some in his tzavon on the mitzvah, so he becomes tzahar. The sin in the mikveh takes off the
tumah.
Right, the Messiah. And then there's a din, one sheet in the Tanaim is a sin of the man of mitzvah, that you fulfill the mitzvah when you tell them when you tell on the mikveh. What if the person fell into the mikveh, a person fell into the river, onto the ocean, whatever, and then they climb out, but they didn't have kavanah at all. But the kavanah, they came to they fulfilled the mitzvah. They had no kavanah at all. Unless that person doesn't believe, you have fresh creatures. Because also you have like a person is throwing a knife at the wall. And then a bird happens to fly by and he does a shchitik shir. So the shchitik ain't a tzricha kavanah. The shchitik is matav achila, even though there was no kavanah. But if you hold that there's a mitzvah of shchita, then the Shem Tzimtzum implies that there's a mitzvah of shchita. So would you say that you can fulfill the mitzvah of shchita? Certainly not. Let's concentrate on these three areas. You have shchita, you have tefillah and mitzvah, and you have afroshes truma, afroshes kalva. In all three cases, you have that this act is a matir, like you call it. The shchita is matir, the yisun is eila, and the tefillah and mitzvah takes off the tumah, it's matir, and afroshes truma is matir, the yisun is eila. And it's also a kima mitzvah. You add him to the yisun of the mitzvah of shchita, and you said it's off, and then you hear to the mitzvah of shchita.
You're not allowed to be told. That's to be matir.
Right.
A person is not a saint, a saint is a come on, son. That's the head of Eve to get the father. The other thing is the other one's a must and come to a must.
Okay, this is a mock on the house. Rabbi Kededa doesn't understand the whole Gemara here. He says, okay. So the Rebbe doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says Nachamol. The Cheres Hamadav beEinish Shemaya. We said there was no problem on the Kriya Shem Truma on our process Truma. That was never a problem. Because Truma didn't tell us the Machshava. He doesn't even have to say it, let alone hear it. That's not a problem at all. The only problem was when it gets to the bracha. The bracha, how he can. So because of the bracha, you have to say a bracha like an orum. A person is naked, is one of the five people. Well, the chatzilu should not be mafish truma, but the evidence mafish is good. Why should the chatzilu not be mafish? Because he can't say a bracha. He's not dressed, he's not allowed to say a bracha. But the evidence, if he's mafish truma without a bracha, is also good. The bracha is not miyakit. Most of the bracha is not miyakit. So what do the Gemara think over here? Cherish hamadabah ve'ena shameya. The Gemara thought that because he's not Yotze the Bracha, the Gemara thought originally the Bracha is Ma'akev and the Mitzvah, and therefore he's not Yotze the Mitzvah, and therefore the Truma is not Chal.
Yeah,
it says Truma is a Truma, so the Gemara asks, Mantana, who's Shita? What do you mean Mantana? Good, why not? The Truma is called the Machshava. The whole issue of Bracha is only, are you also Yotze the Bracha? So the Gemara originally made a mistake, which the Gemara corrects later, that Birchas HaMitzvah is not Miyake. First, the Gemara thought somehow that Birchas HaMitzvah was Miyake. If the mitzvah is on the mitzvah deraita, then the taita rasha, it wouldn't be out. But the market over here, because the bracha is only the rabbanon and the mitzvah deraita, they cannot say that the bracha was being acted. So that was the gemara's maskana. But what we might think of the habamina, the gemara thought originally in asking this kasha that the bracha is on mitzvah is me'akev in the mitzvah. So then you can make it that the bracha is on mitzvah is me'akev in the mitzvah. So you're not yet to the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So you're not yet to it. So the Tshuma is not chal. Why should the Tshuma not be chal? Rosh Hashanah is two things. First, go with Amat to the Yisit Tevel. Yikarash and Tshuma, the Yisit Tevel goes off. And later, Pakach, if you haven't seen the Shem Kima Mitzvah, so then you become a Mitzvah. If you didn't have a mind, the Shem Kima Mitzvah, if you didn't say a broken, you know that the Bruch of Amitzvah is Miyakit, so you won't be yet to the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is still chal. So he says he doesn't understand. And Jewish Machin says he doesn't understand. Hakka the Gemara has had a Hava Miner. That the Mishnah that says Din Torah Shulasa Chuma has anything to do with our Mishnah where the Mashmir of the Arsham is Ma'akid in the Mitzvah Samira. That's in the Mitzvah Samira. What has it got to do over here? That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah is Chacham. Rosh Hashanah is Chacham Mashavah.
No, did I just pick something off?
No, that's it.
That's how I fall in the water.
Well, this is just a good idea. Yeah, here you have to have not big creation. Yeah. But just like that falling in the water, the Tahara takes effect, even though there's absolutely no Kima Mitzvah, one should have been able to visualize a parallel case over here. That the Tshuma should be Chal, the Nafir of the Pasrasha Tshuma should be Chal, to remove these contaminants, even though there's no Kima Mitzvah. Even if the Gemara saw it in the Havamina wrongly, it's not what you're saying to me, that the drop is Miyake, and the key of my Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So it's not the idea of Mitzvah, but still, how do you get back to say, yes, you want to turn after that week? That's what the Kenegu is, he doesn't have any yet. So the Hechef, you want to say, it would appear from the Islam. Red Kenegu is, he doesn't answer. So you want to say it's not the same when the person is selling to the mixer, that's what it seems, yeah. He was submerged, the whole body was submerged under the water, so the Sahara can take effect even without any key on it. And same thing, Shchita. If you have craft garbage, even though there's absolutely no intention of saying Shchita, you still can say the Shchita is a good Shchita, and the key on it, or Shchita, he didn't fulfill. But over here, the Gemara seems to hold that it's totally said that there is no such thing as having the true mechal to be matzah the Yisit Tevel. That's what it would be. Without fulfilling the kima, the hechret, that's what the Gemara assumes. So that's where Rabbi Pesach Frank starts off a mimer with this assumption. Rabbi Pesach Frank had a kailo years ago, 50 years ago. He died 25 years ago. So he had a kailo where they were learning, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was a younger man learning his kailo 60 years ago. He had a call to learn in Yoni Joy, Shvius and Aprosh Shvius and Maitis and Chala and all the mitzvahs we call. So they used to publish the Misha Taira every year. And I think Pesach Frank would always give a big minor and all the other Chavi HaKol who are, by now, they were all famous Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, 5 to 10 Rabbanim there, so they all used to contribute also Mamar, Tirei Tere. So Pesach Frank has a minor where he starts off with this. You see from his Gemara, but Rabbi Kenega pointed out, so back there, he has to say, like you pointed out, the Gemara holds, that here you cannot split, that the Tshuma cannot be Chal unless you have fulfilled the Mitzvah. And if you're not yet to the Mitzvah of HaKrosh of Tshuma, then the Tshuma does not be Chal. But he raises a question. Mm-hmm. You mentioned before the issue, is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Nesina with the mitzvah of Afrosh. So the Ramban holds that they're two distinct mitzvahs. They have to be counted as two separate mitzvahs, meaning on mitzvahs. One is to be Makrish Shuma, and one is to be Gibor the Shuma. And the Ramban holds that it's not, that it's counted as one mitzvah. What exactly is the Shita Ramban that is counted as one mitzvah? So the Ramban and the other Mephoshim on the side of the Seif HaMitzvah is discussed, and the Achikayam has an essay about there's two possibilities in the law. So some learn that the Ramban Shita is that the Mitzvah of Hafrashe is one long Hemshah. The Mitzvah of Hafrashe is a half of the Mitzvah. The one only fulfills the Mitzvah of Hafrashe when he ultimately, leads up to the Nesina. If he doesn't give it to the kind, then he didn't fulfill the Mitzvah of Hafrashe. Fine. What happens, let's say, the Maharish Shumat, oh no, he's a kohen that is not a son of the season. But whenever he's not a kohen, or maybe, and there's a din, if you have to give it over. So the mitzvah of Bishlam Musa is when you do the Hafrosha and you do the Nesin. It's all one big mitzvah. That's why the Ram counts it.
Gets in the groin. He's Maharish and gets in the groin.
I don't know. So what happens, let's say, if you're Maharish Chalat Tomato? So what again, what's the kohen going to do with Chalat and Egg? So we bring the Chalat Tomato. There's no din to give it over. So you get to the mitzvah with Hafrosha. But what happens if you're Maharish, everybody does Maharish B'chayom and Eretz Yisrael over the last 100 years, you're Maharish Maharish Rishon, and there are Levim on every corner, and you don't give it away to the Levim. You can give it to a coin or you have to give it to a coin. So I have two versions. What Takana says?
You can't
fool with the mic. That's the question. What do you mean you can't fool with the lady? How much is the tariff that we get? Why don't we give the mic to each other? Let it prove that he's a lady. How much do we have there all of our rights? Why do we get something? Lady something. Ain't a lady. A coin can't prove that he's a coin, but we call it the Anachan Zohar. In Judea, suffer coin, suffer gain. It's not true. The Protestants say, Allah Alamai, he says, that Kohanim has no problem about their Kohanim. He is 100% bona fide Kohanim. They do come and say, because Kohanim, and they say, Brachim, and then they speak in Abdel. We assume that they're about their Kohanim, they're not so Kohanim. It's only a Chumim with the Rabbonim that we don't allow them to be Makum Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Pasuk in Nehemiah, it says that when they built the second Beit HaMikdash, to those who have brought a Ksav Yichiz, were allowed to be Makum Kohanim. And those who were unable to produce a Ksav Yichiz, they were only assumed to be Kohanim because their fathers were assumed that Kol Kohanim Hazaka. They were rejected from the Kohanim. They weren't permitted to be Makom Kohanim. And the recent Pasuk say that that's only a Chumim with the Rabbonim. But Mikra didn't assume Kohanim Hazaka by the Kohanim. So Levim should also be by the Levim. So what kind of a terrorist do we have talking to this man that we don't give away the migration to the Levim? We're talking about terrorists. A Shraka terrorist. That we say, let them prove that they're Levim and we give away a Mike Mecharev. So there's really no good excuse for not giving away the migration. It's a terrorist that we say, a Mike Mecharev of Harai, the Suffolk Levim. I remember a man who was up to the Harai, lived in Eretz Yisrael, the last few years of his life. He was a son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He used to be the Berchen of the Yeshivim. So the last 15 years of his life, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. I remember we once visited him years ago. About 23 years ago, we visited him in Eretz Yisrael. So he said he's always marked to give away the Maitarishan to a lady. He always calls in a Bacha, a Yeshiva Bacha, and he gives away the Maitarishan. When you buy oranges or whatever, you buy food, and actually you have to mark this from the Maitarishan. So he said he always gives away the Maitarishan to a lady. So there's no tennis. The Pascals don't really have any there. But the Minig Arum is all over in Eretz Yisrael that they're Maharish Maitarishan, they don't give it away to the lady. No. So what are they over on? So as soon as, if they wouldn't take out the Maitarishan, it would be Tevel. Not if they took out the Maitarishan, so the Tevel is very Tevel. So they're right behind Zela. The Rebbe Zela, the Shilin, and they're not getting to the Mitzvah of Nesina, because the Mevatla Mitzvah of Nesina, and the Rebbe and the Mitzvah Zela. All right. But at least they're not violating these Tevel. So the Rav Tzvi of Frank has an answer. Maybe the Tevel remains there. But why? According to the Ramban, that the two different Mitzvahs are Prashas, one Mitzvah Nesina is another Mitzvah. The one you did are Prashas, you ate to that Mitzvah. Then we'll get to the next Mitzvah. You want to do Nesina? So you're right around the Mitzvah Nesina. You're Shagas and the Mitzvah. At least that's Prashas itself. So the Ramban holds that it's only counted as one Mitzvah. Why? And here there's a discussion in Achrayim what to be when the Ramban is. And some Achrayim learn that the Ramban holds that it's one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. That there is some Acharim says the Ramah, there is no mitzvah of Hafosh. There's no mitzvah at all of Hafosh. There is only a mitzvah of Nesinus. If you happen to have Truma, you should give it to the Kohen. If you happen to have Maitri, you should give it to the Kohen. There's no mitzvah of Hafosh. If you have Tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. That's a deal. You're not allowed to eat Tevel. If you don't want it to be Tevel, it will tell you not to Tevel. Be Makrish. But Hafosh is not a mitzvah at all. That's how someone is saying the Ramah. Hafosh is not a mitzvah at all. We're assuming that it is. We're assuming over here, Hafrosha is a mitzvah, that's how we pointed out to Rabbi Kedega, that's how you pointed out. Rabbi Kedega was murdered, there's something strange over here, even according to the Havamim of the Gemara, that the Brachas Ma'akiv and the mitzvah, the Gemara came to Mavkana can't be, the Brachas not Ma'akiv. But the Gemara told the Havamim that when you do a mitzvah and you didn't say the Brachas, then you're not even going to the mitzvah. So you're not going to the mitzvah, so what, so why the Tevel remain Tevel? Very much in Shementa. So you pointed out, you see the Hafrosha in the Gemara, whenever you happen to fulfill the mitzvah of Hafrosha, so the Hafrosha is not Chal. So that's how we're learning Gemara. So that's why other Rachmanim learn that the reason why the Rambam doesn't count for two different mitzvahs, Hafrosha and Nesina, It's because it's not because there is no mitzvah hafrosh at all. There's only a mitzvah nesina. No, there is a mitzvah hafrosh and nesina haiter. Hafrosh and haiter nesina is one long mitzvah. So that's what I'm saying. That's like his marriage. You do a hafrosh, hadaita, not to do the nesina. If you're a kohen, you don't have to do nesina. So that's the end of the list. That's the last stop in the train. You do hafrosh. That's all. But if you're not a kohen, you're not a levi, and you're supposed to do nesina. So you do hafrosh with a clear intention of not doing nesina. So then he used Ma'ira that according to the Rambam that if one mitzvah you're not Yotzeh yet. You didn't finish the mitzvah Rafrosha yet. So if you're not Yotzeh the mitzvah Rafrosha, you should say that it's not in the Chal. So you should say remain Tevel. You should say remain Tevel. All of Eretz Yisrael, the Reva on the Tevel. Not only that the Reva on Zela and the Reva on the Mabat Mitzvah of Nesina, that somehow the people are willing to take a chance on that, they'll say the Shrach and Teret. I'm much more of a rider, Celtic lady, but on the table, they're not willing to take any risk. So he's Ma'ara, on the whole thing. He says, the table remains table. No, let's take to the cup.
No,
that's all he has to do. All he has to do is have Russia. You have to do the scene, so then Russia is not the team on it, and sometimes the Russia was the scene. But if you have to do the scene, then no, our Gemara, let me just explain what the problem was. He wants to know what's the problem. The problem was like this, again, just to repeat. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Shumas. The Mishnah says, Acherish Amadav Ebeni Shemeh L'chatchila Shenapi Mavish B'dihevin is okay. The Gemara wants to know who she did that L'chatchila Mashmir L'yotim is Mavish B'dihevin is not. What's that? Rav Lozman Azari, they have three sheikahs. Rav Lozman Azari. And then the Gemara finally says, no, it doesn't have to be Rav Lozman Azari. Chila Tein, the Rav Yosi, you know, they're all like Rav Yosi. That Mashmir L'yotim is Ma'akei. It's Ma'akei in the Brachas. It's not Yosi in the Brachas, but the Mitzvah is still Yosi. Because the Birchat HaMitzvah is not Ma'akei in the Mitzvah. That's how we talk. The Birchat HaMitzvah is not Ma'akei. But what did Mark think originally? That the Birchat HaMitzvah is Ma'akei. That's strange. How about me? That's all. Mark said, Birchat HaMitzvah is Ma'akei. And therefore the Gemara thought, if you would have held like Rav Yosi, that Mashmir L'yotim is Likuvah, and you're not Yosi the Brachas, and you're not Yosi the Mitzvah, so that is Blood and Tevel. So Rabbi Kedekah says, why should it Blood Tevel? The Tevel is Nishak, and the Truman and Tevel is Mamachshavah. Even if you're not trying the Mitzvah of HaFrosha, but HaFrosha is Amatir. The matter of HaFrosha should be Chal. The Mitzvah is no Zayin, not even Yosi the Mitzvah. What is it, why does it affect the HaFrosha and HaFrosha should be Chal? So Rabbi Kedekah answered the question. So they're clear. What would appear to the Gemara is, in the afternoon, Gemara loved up here. Gemara, and Achanami could have, let's get anything says that. Gemara could have said it's wrong, yeah, I thought. But others say no, that's the Echrea, the Gemara Galton, that there is no such thing. Although, like, being in the Mitzvah, there is such a thing, the person gets the Sahara without the fulfillment of the Mitzvah, by Shechita, there is such a thing, the Matzah of the Shechita, the Michal, without the Kima Mitzvah, Shechita, the Chayra, but by Afrosh, it's true, there is no such thing. You can't, like you said, you can't take away a little bit yet. You have to have more. Shogun Chosh, not the same as over there. You just throw the knife and then the crab yagra, and it happens to Shech, you don't need carbon at all. In the Tzviva and the Mikvah, you don't need carbon at all. But over here, you do have to have carbon. So the carbon means you have to be Mekanya Mitzvah. If you're not Mekanya Mitzvah of Afrosha, then the whole Afrosha is not Chal. You can't separate over here between the Matir of the Matir, the Afrosha, services of Matir, and the Kiyan on it. That's how you have to say the Mizgimah. So based on this premise of three days of Frank, Frank Takasha, there's a minute all over in Eretz Yisrael was that the Mafish, my tradition, they don't give it away. I don't, they give it away, they give the Shlach HaTeres. I might talk about all right, topically. Truth of the matter is that it's not Emes, and he's supposed to give it away to a lady. So that's all. So they're stealing the my tradition. So now he's Ma'arer, and the whole institution, he says, is not blind with Tevel. And according to the Ramban, it's not a Kasha. The Ramban holds that the Afrosh is a separate myth and the scene is a separate myth. We did that for us at the Shlei Musa fund, but according to the Rambam, who doesn't count them as two different mitzvahs, the son Machrayim interprets the Rambam, that it's one big Kima mitzvah, the Afrosh and the Nesina together is one mitzvah. So if somebody does the Afrosh clearly intending never to do a Nesina on it, for his phony reason, the Kitzah is going to gamble from the Levim, he's not going to give it away. So you should say that he's not even yet to the mitzvah of Afrosh. So he tells us, if you're not yet to the mitzvah of Afrosh, I should say the Afrosh is not Chal. So he should say that it's a remain Tevel. So he says, no one ever thought that way. Everyone assumes that somehow the problem of Tevel is removed. And there are different Yom HaBatlin, it's been a scene, and you write on the scene.
I think it's a common isolation. It's pessoas, as pessoas que não acharam ali o quadro do final, só mais que são os tempos, mas...
I think my solution is also good in Ashrama. I think everything is good in Ashrama.
Good, that. Everything is good in Ashrama. Still separate, yes. We don't fully understand the whole issue of the Minyan. We don't understand exactly what is the issue of whether something counts as one mitzvah or two
mitzvahs.
And what? Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Even though the Rambam counts the minyan mitzvah as one mitzvah, but it's really two mitzvahs. Yeah, we don't fully understand exactly the minyan mitzvah.
What is the role of the
minyan mitzvah? The role of the minyan mitzvah is to make the minyan mitzvah as a minyan mitzvah. It's to make the minyan mitzvah as a minyan mitzvah. It's to make the minyan mitzvah as a it's not always a spoon that
yeah,
you know. Because this, if you think of it as a spoon, it should be
cash. No, that was cash. It says the Minig Oilam Kulin is not so. You assume that once you offer the night of even though you didn't give it away, you assume it's a table of gold. But if he has a whole
lot, they answer why.
No, that is for him. He says if the person did have Prasha Adaita to do in his sin, so that Prasha Bishaita was fine. But if he does have Prasha, he plans Meirosh not to do in his sin. The time is there, he's not even Yaita, he wasn't even Yaita anything when he started that. You want Yaita have Prasha if at least he plans to do in his sin. But if he didn't even plan to do if you have to do in his sin. But if you do have Prasha, you didn't even plan to do in his sin. It's in time, so you're not Yaita anything then. The question was on the Maitre Rishon. And the Truma is not a problem, because all the stuff is Tomei anyway. The Pasa Tomei, the people are Tomei. So the Truma is Tomei. So that's not a problem. You map his Truma, you don't give it away to the Kohen. The Kohen is not going to use it either. He's going to burn it. So I may as well burn it now. But the problem only was, Rabbi Frank wrote the whole Maimer on, was on the Maitre Rishon. That the Zelf is right, that the Mapish Maitre Rishon, I'll die to not to give it away. Same thing, the mafish might be wrong and they don't give it away for the ani. Also, let it say the government supports all the poor people, so there's nobody in army. That's well, what government?
The government is an army.
No one has any money.
Of course she is.
Okay. Right, that's what he pointed out. Okay, so Nachum, there were three sheets regarding the Mashmil. Rashi says, "Bracha de Rabbanu, Dama Rabbanu, Kol Avraham, Bracha Leim, Oyvel Asiyasim." I don't know if he means the Oyvel Asiyasim. I thought he was quoting that memory to prove that it's only the Rabbanu, Omer Rabbanu. Does the Gemara Mishachim have the Lashon Omer Rabbanah? Or is that Rashi added that on? Omer Rabbanah. Rashi added that on. The Gemara doesn't have that Lashon Omer Rabbanah. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought he's just quoting that member somehow to prove that it's only the Rabbanan. I don't think he meant that didn't. I don't know. Yeah, he has a long essay on this stuff. I don't remember what's involved. The discussion alone is involved. It takes him 2 pages to explain his discussion. Then he has 25 pages to give a teretz. Let's see. 3 lines on the bottom of the daf. What about that? Yeah, the mini garland is like that. So he has to figure out why to justify the mini garland. That's what Mendel told us. Sometimes I don't know. So you got to give to a lady. Yeah. To find it out and get in Shiva Gokha, isn't it? Well, that was very funny. Better than nothing? Better than nothing. Yeah, the Gemara has Tanan Hatz and the Tezimanish, the Megillah, Hakol Shem Likris, the Megillah. Really, everybody's obligated to read the Megillah himself. But if one person, let's say like Kiddush, like Abdullah, everybody has to say Kiddush, everybody has to say Abdullah. If one person recites Kiddush Abdullah and everybody else listens, everybody gets to a Shema Koine. So the same is true regarding Mikra and Megillah. Everybody should really read the Megillah by themselves, Mitzvah HaKtav. But if it's too much of a difference, you have one Balkari laying Mitzvah HaKtav and everybody gets it with the principle of Shema Koine. So it's considered as if everybody had read the Megillah Mitzvah HaKtav. And the din is in Shema Koine, Kol Mishen B'chui B'dover, and Amot Yisachir in Yidechei Basom. So he says, in the bottom place of Tanada, Kut said that the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. It's about the care may not be a care shows to be cotton or an ebbet, knaini or an isha because they're not obligated in the midst of kiya shaper. And even though they know how to blow better than about the care, that it doesn't help because they're not mechuyim b'dover. One is not mechuyim b'dover, you're not being mechuyim b'dover. Fine. Yeah, but In case he'll miss a line from the Valkyrie, so he'll be able to read it from the Megillah. And that also you don't read that from the Rosh also. As long as the majority of the Megillah he heard in the Tzachak, he can say the Liyut, Valkyrie. That's a very important question. We're going to talk about that at length tonight. That's a very important question. The Gemara says, one already was Yotze Tzir Shefer, can he Yotze the others who didn't hear yet? So that's the Hashara, how does that work? He's not Mechuyim B'dover anymore. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, and Gemara Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak, Rashi and the Rishonim give that explanation. The Gemara never gives any explanation. Rashi and the Rishonim say, Kol Yisrael, I raised him, Zeb was there. How does that answer?
I didn't do it.
I'm still Mechuyim B'dover. I'm Mechuyim in Tzir Shefer, and even after I blow Shefer, I'm still not finished. I'm not fully Yotze, until every Jew was Yotze Tzir Shefer. I'm still Mechuyim B'dover. We'll have to learn a little more here to understand a little better what that means. And this Gemara is going to see a Chiddush Nifla. We have an Ezer points out. This Gemara will see a big Chiddush and the understanding of this part of Kol Yisrael HaRei'im Zeb L'Zeb. How does this work? Yotzamay. In a few minutes we'll see. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Megillah. Hakol Shem Likris of HaMegillah, the Balkari can be anybody. Quotes, Mechei Rishayt of the Kata. So the Mishnah Megillah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, the Balkari can be anybody but a Chei Rishayt of the Kata, Eben Isha. Because Eben and Isha Fata from Tzir Shefer to Mitzvah Seis and Shaz Man Gomer. But a Mikra Megillah is just as Chutz Mecher Shai to the Kossin, but they're not the Nechim. But it doesn't say Chutz Minoshin. Because when I'm a Chuyah then Mikra Megillah is not an Adyar Sanneh. Eben also. Apparently Eben is also a Chuyah. And the fact is that a woman can be mighty a man. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. The Bahash.
You have a different
skill. Oh, that's the Tzir Shefer in the name of the Baal Halacha's Gedolah. That although women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, but they're not obligated to the same extent as men, and a woman cannot be mighty a man. That's the Chiddush in the Sefer Halachas Gedolah. But the pashtus in the Mishnah, in the Talmud Bavli, is not so. The pashtus in the mind that a woman is just the same obligated as a man, she can't be mighty a man.
since the Pasuk is on the Mishnah, it's like contrary. The Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, says that an Eved and Isha cannot be the Baal Kekeya.
She's volunteering. Volunteering has Adam to the Yosef, but she still doesn't become a Mechiv Adover. Since she's not Mechiv Adover, she can't be Mechiv Adover. She cannot be Mechiv Adover. That's a Machlaika, right? Whether she can say a Bracha, can she say that she's one or not? Even though we pass her that she may say a Bracha, but still, she's still not Mechiv Adover. But since she's not Mechiv Adover, she can't be Mechiv Adover.
But can you say, the thing is that you have to have Kavona, the Kaya, to be Mechiv the Shemaya. The same thing by Megillah?
Yeah, same thing. By Kiddush, Avdolah, whenever you might see somebody else based on Shemek Koyna, so the Allah says you have to have Kavanah HaMashmiya and Kavanah HaShemek. The same thing. So the Mishnah says a Chayr Shed to the Kotten cannot be the Baal Kerei from the Megillah. Why not? Because they're not Mechilip Adolah. What do you mean a Chayr Shed to the Kotten Gan Shah? A Kotten means before Bar Mitzvah, and a Shed means the person is deranged. And the Kherish means what? A person is retarded because he's Eina Shemek Bein HaMadabah. If he's Eina Madabah, so how does he read the Megillah? So obviously we're not talking about the sin of Cheresh from Gan Shah, Shaina Shemeh Reim Dab is retarded. We're talking about Dab, but Reina Shemeh, Cheresh just means he's dead. Just means he's dead. So what's this? If he's dead, if he's a Dab, Reina Shemeh, how are you going to take care of what? So the answer is he's not Mashmi Oli Yozna. The answer is he's not Mashmi Oli Yozna. And just because he's not able to be Mashmi Oli Yozna, so he can't be Mashmi Oli Yozna, why is he part of the Mishnah Megillah? Why should he be part of the Mikra Megillah? From Kiyah Shaifa is part because you need Shmiyah. Kiyah Shaifa, we understand you need Shmiyah. The Mishnah says if you blow in Shaifa, you blew the Terhador, the Terhanuz, you have to, even though you're the Baal Tekeya, that's not enough if you're the Tokeya. You have to be Shameh. Everybody's asking, my Shaifa is the Perish Amish. But by Mikra Megillah, why do you have to be Shameh? Why do you require Lacha here? That's the Gemara Shaila. That's the Gemara Shaila. What if you read the Megillah so softly that you won't hear a word? But you're reading it yourself. What would be the din? So the Gemara holds, the Babli says that it's the same Shaila as Kriyashma, the same Shaila as Kiddush and Abdullah and Brachas. Everything is the same Shaila. Do you need Mashmi Oli Yazan or not? The same three Shitas. A kind of Ameyer you don't even need, and a kind of Yeti is Market in Heaven, a kind of Lazim and Azariah. When we pass your life, you have to be Mashmi Oli Yazan, and then you have a year to without Mashmi Oli Yazan. So why does the Mishnah says Tanan Hashem? The Mishnah says that a Chayre says to the cotton, all three, I'm not Mechilip Adover, it cannot be Mechilip Adover, it cannot be Mechilip Adover. We'll leave that Rav Yudah for a minute. So the Gemara says, Mantan, it's a different topic, Rav Yudah. So the Gemara says, Mantan, a Chayre is B'di Yevet Nami, lo hu shita is it in the Mishnah that a Chayre is not a retard, it's Chayre Shein Shemeh Beinah Medaber. Shezib HaChacham and B'chol Mokash that he's not a retard. Obviously he's a Medaber Beinah Shemeh, just a dead person. A Chayre means a dead person. Being my mantan chayes to the Eved Nami, lo ushit is that. That even the Eved, he cannot be the Baal Kerei to read in the Gila. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi, he does not. Kerei Tashma Lo Yashmi Lo Yozna, Yashmi Lo Yozna, Yashmi Lo Yozna, Yashmi Lo Yozna. Has to be like Rabbi Yaisi, that if you're not Mashmi Lo Yozna, you're not even Yashmi Lo Yozna, so this person who's dead has no way in the world to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishra Megila. It's impossible for him to be a Mishra Megila. If it's impossible, so he's not Mechilip Adover. So he's not Mechilip Adover. Person to do the impossible, physically impossible. So that Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Yaisi. What? The Mishnah only goes like Rabbi Yaisi. Greg Digimarim. Nimai, the Rabbi Yaisi, he did the Ekonami law. How do you know to take shot in the Mishnah? That it means that people to the Ebed, these three people cannot be the Baal Tekeya. They cannot be the Baal Kerei for Purim. They're even the giver. But even if the Ebed, no one's yet to hear from him, and it's only come to Rabbi Yaisi, maybe Dilma Rebude. Maybe he goes like Ablazim and Azariah. Judah says in the name of Ablazim and Azariah, the compromise sheet says that Chaskili has to be Mashmili Yoznov, and the Ebed is Mashmili Yoznov is Yoznov. So maybe like this, the Chaskili, the Mitzvah, the Shmei Mutzah, Mikru Megillah, you should read the Megillah so loud, you should hear. But yeah, but if you were reading the Megillah yourself and you're mumbling the words and you didn't hear it, or the train passes by, or it's noisy in the room, and everybody's screaming out, so yeah, but you would be, I'd say. So maybe when the Mishnah says that a deaf person shouldn't be the Baal Kaira. It doesn't mean absolutely no one is yotzei anything zero, garnish. No, maybe if a cotton, a shaita or a cotton needs a megillah, so no one is yotzei at all. Because a shaita and a cotton, mamish, not completely dover. But if the person who is the Baal Kaira is dead, he is mechuyev the dover. He's mechuyev the megillah. He can read the megillah himself. He's mechuyev. What he says in the Mishnah is, he shouldn't see the Baal Kaira, because since he's only yotzei to the Eved, Hashem can vary. He can't do anything better than the Eved. He can't be lachatzilik. He's dead. He can't do any better. But since he's only yotzei to the Eved, he shouldn't be the Baal Kaira, because the people who will be hearing from him will also only be yotzei to the Eved. Why will they only be yotzei to the Eved? But they are hearing. Let's say I said Kiddush. I can hear. I said Kiddush out loud. Not tonight. That's the Shabbat. Let's say I say Kiddush, and I'm Yaita Kiddush, and then you're Yaita with Shemei Kainah. So Shemei Kainah is only the Yevet. No, Shemei Kainah is Kudla Hatzchila. One person says Kiddush, and everybody gets it. It's Kudla Hatzchila. But what's over here? I read the Megillah, and everybody else hears the Megillah. If the other people are deaf, there's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to discuss. They're not Yaita. They're not Yaita to the Yevet either. I'm deaf, let's say, but I'm reading the Megillah. So I'm Yaita to the Yevet. I have no prayer. I can't be Yaita with Hatzchila. I can't hear. So I'll be yotzei to the Eved. But the people who are hearing from me, why should they only be yotzei to the Eved? Yeah, I'm a lower level of mechuyev others. I'm only mechuyev to the Eved. You can't say mechuyev to the Eved is a lower level of mechuyev. That's the kind of. But the Eved means the level of being
yotzei.
Yes. I'll be yotzei to the Eved only because I can't hear. You'll be yotzei to the Hatzchila.
I can't just say
yotzei's eye.
So I can hear. Later we read the Megillah, and our government will hear it.
Yes.
So maybe it should be the same yotzei as this one.
But that's a false shemayim. Why is it the same as this?
Why? Because the issue is yotzei to the Megillah on a different level. But it's as good as the Eved. Isn't the higher level as good as the Eved?
No. He said the Eved will be partially, but not fully. So the Eved will have to lay again the Megillah to the Eved. This is the Shaila and this Gemara. He's not blessed with this. He's not blessed that that's the Halacha. Whether that's what the Mishnah means is a question. The Gemara continues to say, because it says in the Mishnah, HaKol Shem Likrish Lissam Megillah Kutz Necheru Shem to the Kutz. You're going to say, Shem to the Kutz means they cannot lead a Balkaire, period. It's absolutely no good. If the Shem to the Kutz will be the Balkaire, nobody in the Shul will be out at all. If the Cheru Shem Adabu Vena Shemaya will be the Balkaire, so you shouldn't allow them to be the Balkaire because they'll only be out to the Heaven and the Kehillah will only be out to the Heaven. So the Mishnah, can you read the Mishnah like that? Does it read smoothly or not? I shout out the opinion to the Mishnah, but the Halach is like that, that is the din. That if the Baal Kaira, we talk about the Blasim and Azari, that the Chatzchili have to be Mashmili Yosnov. If the Baal Kaira who reads the Megillah Purim is dead, the people in the Shul are going to be able to be dead. So the Chatzchili shouldn't allow him to be the Baal Kaira. Should have a Baal Kaira, he is able to. Why are they only able to be dead?
Because the Shemir can't be better than the Baal Kaira.
Who says why? Why can't they? They hear, they do hear. The Baal Kaira doesn't hear. They don't hear. Why is that? Your Amira relates to me, not that my Shriya is as if I say Kiddush. Because I'm Shamea, your Amira is self-subscribed to me. So whatever kind of an Amira you did, that's what can relate to me. If you did an Amira with Amira Vena Shamea, if that's all that relates to me, either I can't hear, doesn't help. Your Amira relates to me, so your Amira is only Amira with that Shriya. But that's all that can relate to me. So the Avnei Nezer says that what will be, let's say, if the Baal Kaira, Lushai for a Shul,
and he goes home and he was ready to eat. He goes home and he eats. And then he goes in the afternoon to blow shofar in the hospital. And if he is hurt, he's blowing shofar so much in the morning. So he puts in earplugs and he doesn't hear anything. I don't know if it's possible. He puts in earplugs and he doesn't hear the tears at all when he's blowing the next time. He doesn't need these tears. He was yet to have any other COVID.
But he has to have the ones to be much of
that. He has to have one to be much of the other people. He has to be much of the other people. The day the yesterday, the Shemaya Kainas, he doesn't hear anything the second time.
Thank you.
The Abinazer said no. Yeah, maybe. No. Because by Shafer, if you're not Shemaya, you're not going to get anything. He says, I'm not yet to see a shaitan yet. What do you mean I'm not yet to see a shaitan? I have a chiyuv tzedek.
Right.
I would have said, part of my, I would have worded it like this. If you wouldn't have this gemara, I would have, one would have said, Tashis, part of one's obligation to hear a shaitan is to see to it that all the Jews in the world are yet to see a shaitan. They give a donation to the see a shaitan campaign that the Lubavitch is going around the whole city and blow shaitan for everybody. It's not here. And if I can blow shaitan, I have to blow
shaitan.
No. No more than that. Not just that part of my obligation to shake a lulav and part of my obligation to blow a shofar is to speak with all the Jews and blow a shofar. I have to hear tzias again. I have to hear tzias again. I have to say kiddush again. Now I should speak with everybody else here to kiddush. I have, even though I already said kiddush, I have an obligation to say kiddush again a second time, and my saying a second time will self-substitute for you, will relate to you. So if I'm going to say Kiddush a second time with the Iflag, and that's only a partial Amira, it's only good for the Yevet, so then you'll only be good for the Yevet. And if it's like Kiyah Shaker, when the Shemir is not good for the Yevet, it matters nothing, because the Shemir won't be good for anything at all, because my Kiyah relates to you, and if I do a Kiyah without a Shemir, it's nothing, it's worthless, because there's nothing to relate to you.
You want to say, you want to say, somebody make the moisture. Shemekhan and 10 people are sitting. They want to be yotzei with his moitza. And they have their own bread next to them, so they should wait for him to be toyed. Because what happens to their blood? What happens to their eating? Are they allowed to eat? But they ain't still here?
They just have 2 days. The Gemara says that the Mesuvim are not permitted to begin to eat the bread before the Mevarech eats the bread. So Tesis has 2 shots and 1. And 1 shot is exactly this. Because if you'll start to eat before me, what are you going to do if I'm not going to eat any bread? Or turn out to my brothers, the brother,
I'm not going to say, but I heard it. So why can't you be everything to be yours? I mean, I can apply this.
No, because I can't say I'm mercy for you if I'm not eating bread.
Yeah.
That's the place one activity. The place that says one shot, one main thing to do, that the shot in the morning, you better not begin to eat the bread before I eat to make sure that my broth is not a broth of Asala. Otherwise you'll eat before, and then I'll leave you holding the bed. I can decide later on not to eat the bread and come out and say, you ate the bread, is that a broth? Because my broth is a broth of Asala. The other thing says, what are you worried about? Obviously I want to eat the bread, obviously I'm going to eat the bread, it's not going to be a broth of Asala. It's just an inyan of Da'acheret, it's not Da'acheret. I said the broth, you can eat before me. The Tosafot says in that second day that that's only if I cut the challah and I'm giving to everyone else, they shouldn't begin to eat the bread before me. But if each one has his own challah, then there's no problem with their chers either. I said, I'm right, so they can begin to eat before I begin.
Meaning
if everybody has their own one collar, everybody has one collar, and then you're to the mind that that's not the definition. Okay, so then I should wait. Then they should wait for my collar, see? If everybody's eating for my collar, then Tyson says, for sure, that's the Gemara. And I'm assuming Rosh Hashanah, and I'm assuming it's on the Baiteya, till the Baiteya eats first. But if everyone has their own collar to eat from, then in 2 days in Tyson, are they committed to eat before me? And Tyson has a two shot, and there's a whole tradition, one of their heretics. Oh no, it's a real thing. How can I begin to eat before I begin to eat? I'm dropping to find out to be a drop of that solar. So they find out that they're eating without any drop.
Why, for example,
Mean if I'm blowing shofar for somebody, I was already yoked in the morning and I want to blow shofar for somebody else, but I don't really need it for myself. Either one of you needs it. No, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that the proper thing is that the Shamea should say the Shamea should say the bro. Not exactly the same, much less of a fear. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, the Iker HaDin, the one who hears the shofar should be the one who says the bracha. The Minhag HaOlam is not so. The Minhag HaOlam is that the Baal Shem Tov says the bracha, he only blows the second half.
If you didn't have any abuse, not only here, sure, but that means I didn't have a full day
shot of the gill.
Except for women, shot of the gill,
except for women. I'm sorry for women, after the situation. For women, he can't. Yeah, for women, he's not allowed to say the bracha to them. Because they're not mechuyah.
If the abuse was not heard the shofar, not to read the gill, I'm not completely used to the gill.
That's what you see from the Gemara, and even more so from this Gemara. That the chat is on Mamish Mukhi the government. Maybe it's not to see to it.
Mamish only available for those people who come to me who are asking me to do it.
Okay.
People
who are
not around, they don't care.
Okay.
Goodness.
We're not talking about we're not fully. Maybe there should be a difference between Mikra Megillah and the other Mikras of Amira. What then should be a difference? The Chumra in what sense? We have a Shaila, we have a universal Shaila to use. But not free on the other one. It's
saying the
So the women are not obligated, so the woman therefore cannot do the balance for Kena to blow for the men. Because she's not looking to go.
So
therefore they're obligated.
That's
the question. Are women as obligated as men and equal to give it? If they're just as obligated as the men, then they can even see the balance they can lay them and give it to the men. And to just a secondary level of obligation, not the same level of obligation as the men, then she cannot do the bulk of the men. That's a dispute that the Rishonim has.
She may call
me
by
Yeah. The Rambam writes, whoever heard a bracha from somebody else and had a mind to be okay, Shemekoin. Then he says, and if he said Amen after the bracha, oh, then it's Hilo Hoshi bracha the Tzitz Amen. And if he didn't say Amen, it's also good, Shemekoin. So what did he add up? That's what he catch in the Shneir. There's 10,000 of his brachas. The Rambam has one halacha after the other. What did the Rambam add up over here? Shemekoin, the other one says that bracha, and I had a mind to be my Yosef, and he had a mind to be my Yosef. So Shemei, I went to Shemei alone on Yosef, even if I didn't answer Rambam. And if I did answer Rambam, it's still Hoshi bracha the Tzitz Amen. You answered before all the definition wants to say a difference. That is, if I said Amen, even if you didn't have a mind to be like me, you're saying Kiddush to your family, and I'm listening in the next house through the window, I hear it. You don't even know that I'm listening. So you don't have a mind to be like me. So if I said Amen, that's what the Kiddush Mishnah claims. If I said Amen, then I'm Yosef, Kilo Hoshi bracha the Tzitz Amen. It's considered as if I said the whole bracha, even though it's not based on Shemei Kaina. But if I don't say Amen, it has to be based on Shemei Kaina, then it's only good if you have Kavanah Lahotzi and Kavanah Lahotzi. That's how the Keset Mishnah says. There is an opinion of Rishonim like that, and the Keset Mishnah claims that is the Kavanah Sarambam. And the Rambam has a tshuva in the regular standard collection of tshuva Sarambam, where somebody asks him, is that what he meant? And he says, no, whoever meant this ridiculous, how could it be? He never meant those things in garments. They just said it's better. he said, I'm in a Davada Bella, Kilo has been rocking with his family, but he says that he likes to perish in the Shuras. I said, he never meant that to you.
He did also say that in by Borges, by Bella Samus, a paper ball, if somebody gets away from somebody, Bella Samus has to pay 30 words.
They can say that even though Shemek or anybody, it's still better for the person who says the ball himself. So maybe Rambam is this, and you say, he's Shemek or in, then you don't say the ball.
Because he has. What's that? You can't get it. That's the problem.
Pardon me? The Gemara says, well, actually, you don't allow it. Mid the Rabbanim, you don't allow it. No, you don't resist it. You don't resist it. But even the Gemara says, you don't No, 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 no. The Yishalmi has a special din with the Rabbanim. The Chachidi, you don't allow Shnei Karim by benching, because if you wait on your own, the Chalta, the Sabbath, the Rabbah, the one who waits should be the one to bench. It's not proper to be like, I ate on my own, so he should say the Brocha to me. I should learn the Chalta to say the benching on my own. But that's only with the Rabbanim. In our third, there is no such din. But the Rabbanim made such a din. The Gemara says, what if you have two people laying together? If you have three people in the Zuman, it's a special din in the Zuman. But if you have two people, then the Gemara says, if one is a third and one is a four, it doesn't help. So then you revert back to the din right, and you allow Shemei Kain to play the Mavar, who built Yerit to the Brachot. And the Bura Yerit to the Shemei Kain. The Shasab Chak, you revert back to the din right. Yeah, let's see, we got to learn those Gemara. No. So again, so the Gemara says, Tanan Ha, let's review again. There's a Mishra Megillah that says that there are three people who cannot beat a Balkari on Purim from Mishra Megillah, because Mishra Megillah, the Kribah Dover, and Moshe, Sarab, and Yerichai Vosom, so this name of the Cheresh, this name of the Shait, and the Kotin, and the Zichah. That's because we're not in the Yuva. Yeah, the Gemara says the same person.
Good to cash in the Gemara, Akash. Next line in the Gemara. We'll get there.
I use an Akash. The Gemara answers it too. Gemara has Akash. Okay, so the Mishnah says there are three people who cannot be the Balkari in Shul on board for the Mikra. The Harish, the Shaitan, the Kotzen. The Bishlaim, the Shaitan, the Kotzen. The Lavan Echayuvan, the Shaitan means the range, and the Kotzen is not by Mitzriya. So he's not Bukhari Badover, he can't be Moti Surah. But the Harish obviously is not an Enishamed and a Dabir. Otherwise you can't read the Megillah, he's in the Dabir, the Enishamed, just there. So why do you say that he's not a Barka Yuvan? You call us our Kula, he's a Bari Yuvan. The Sheikh Olorim, the Sidon Sukkati, Master Mori, he's a Bari Yuvan. The answer is, but by Yikul, he gives a Mitzvah of Amirin. And if you can't hear, so much nearly yours will be Kuvan. The Gemara says, Mantan, a Harish, with the Yevon, Nami, Lila, the Yaisi. The answer is, much nearly yours will be Mark. And the Gemara says, not necessarily, Dr. Majumma, as the Gemara says, you might be like, you know, you see, Nami, Majumma, Red Beauty. Maybe the Mishnah Megillah goes like Red Beauty. And the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that the deaf man absolutely cannot serve as the Balkaire, I'm sure. I mean, you shouldn't allow, Mechatzimah shouldn't allow, because he's only being Yerit to the Yerit, so the whole Tzibah will only be Yerit to the Yerit. Mechatzimah who's allowed to be Yerit, Shabbat Jami. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Lefaka Daita. Victoria Harris, doing the Shait of the Kotzen, it's all the Nishin Lachas, it's all one listing in the Mishnah. My Shait of the Kotzen, the Yerit, Nami, Lef, Harris, Nami, the Yerit, Nami, Lef. The Gemara says, the fact that the Mishnah puts all three together, sounds like in the Yerit, no one's going to be Yerit. The Gemara says, that's not a Hecha. The Dilma Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Maybe the Shait and the Kotzen, the Digma, the Yerit, can't be the Valkyrie. The Harris means that you shouldn't allow it to be the Valkyrie, but it doesn't mean that even the Yerit wouldn't be good. Right? The Gemara, you look, Asha, Mimot, Lufa, Karab, Yudah, how can you say that ratio in the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yudah? This is Elba Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi. The same Rabbi Yudah starts, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi. How can you say this, the Mishnah and the Gila goes like Rabbi Yudah? But it's a machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim in the Mishnah whether Kotzen can be the Balkari or not. How many times say the Rabbi Yudah Mashiach be Kotzen, Machadu Reish, Elab Rabbi Yudah? Then the Gemara, no, maybe Zilma call the Rabbi Yudah. Maybe you can press into the Mishnah and say, God, the Kotzen, the Chisur, Mech, the Baruch, the Kotzen. Maybe the Mishnah means to select this. There are three people who we shouldn't allow to be, we cannot allow them to be the Balikriya in the shul. The Cheresh, the Shaita, the Kotzen. The Cheresh is like a Tchila Shemad, and the Shaita, the Kotzen, even with the Yedid, not. But when you say that the Kotzen, even with the Yedid, not, that's only by Kotzen, Shalai, Yerachim. But if it be a Kotzen, Shekir, Yerachim, then we would allow him to be the Balikriya. And the whole Mishnah goes according to that view. Very strange. The Gemara stands on the head to be Matzik, and the Mishnah is not
tradition doesn't say that. What's the Gemara correcting for? The Tyson says because the Gemara knew that we fasted like our Judah. We fasted like that, like our Blood of an Azari. He needs Mashiach and Azari and that. And we have a Klal Halachic Islam Mishnah. Because Halach is going to be like that Mishnah. So if it's going to come out of spirit, the Gemara wants to present into the Mishnah that it should work out for Halach. That's why Gemara is trying to be matrix, that the Mishnah can go to Halach. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem in spirit and stock. You know, we pass in Allah for Rabbi Lazim and Azariah, Allah for Rabbi Yudhishem Rabbi Lazim and Azariah, and we pass in Allah for Islam Mishneh. The Gemara's Matrik may be called the Rabbi Yudhihi, the Trey Gavni Kotten, the Chesur Mech, the Barak, the Rakok, Shem Nikolas Amitil Chutz Mechem Shem Tri Kotten, the Amir Bama Murim that Kehav Kotten cannot be the Balkari, the Kotten, Shalai Yidhi Elohim Elohim. Abu Kotten Shem Yidhi Elohim, Hafir 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 Then the rest of the Gemara is all the same.
All the same if you had another
number. What?
He can't read.
No. Cotton, no. Cotton, he can read. What does it mean a cotton say he can? What's his man? Rashi says over here, yeah. Rashi says over here, what's the age of cotton say he can? He calls from Yumagor. And the last American human says that fasting on your paper. So it says that a cousin, the 2 years, if he's a healthy, like in America, most of the children are very fat and healthy and they eat a lot of food. They're overweight. So 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, he has to fast the whole day. And 2 years before that, he's supposed to fast the half a day. Yeah. Let's see, that's Shvachik Kish, and then you look for Shulchan Aruch and you find food. So there's a healthy child, so there's a din of Chinuch. There's a din of Chinuch L'Shoyes, and there's a din of Chinuch L'Chala Yom Kula. So what does Rashi, mean by quoting that din? In Marsha's Sukkah, the end of Lulav Azazel, the Gemara says in the end of the third American Sukkah, that Kotzen Hayadeh V'Hishtate, that the kid knows how to put on a talis, all these konalo tzitzis. Kotzen Hayadeh V'Hishtate, he knows how to be careful with the tzul, not to run into the bathroom with it. And to be Meshama Gufo is all the Lekech Lo too. Of course, I deal in them. Hey, he knows how to shake the Lulav with the Nanui, all the Lekech Lo Lulav and the Dalvinim. Each and every mitzvah, he knows how to eat a kazayis of flesh so that his father has a chitri mechanach and kikor and pesach. And every mitzvah, he gives a chinach has a different zman. Each and every mitzvah has a different zman. When the child is able to fulfill the mitzvah, that's called a chinach. And take them also by the Tilas Lulav. The Gemara says, "When you pick up the lulav, you get even if you didn't do the nanur. So what's the nanur for? That the Hebrew mitzvah, that you do the mitzvah of this one. So when is the cotton called Higiel Achinach? When is the cotton Hayadel and Nanea? When the cotton is able to do the mitzvah of this one Musa, cotton Hayadel and Hisate. The mitzvah of tzitzis, you get if you wear red tzitzis on your shoulders also good. But the mitzvah of this one Musa is when you do an atifa. So the only time the cotton is called Higiel Lechinuch is when he's able, when he's Higiel, also Gil, when he reached that age, that he's able to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musanam. He knows how to fulfill the mitzvah completely. And that's the same regarding fasting on Yom Kippur. When the child is able to fast the whole day, then there's a din of Chinuch that he should fast the whole day. Then for the Mishnah is a secondary din. I don't know what Rashi puts in the secondary din. There's a secondary din when he's 9 or 10, 2 years before that, then there's a din of Taita Shoyes. That's not the, the normal din of Higiel Chinuch. According to the Gemara in Sukkah, when he's able to do the mitzvah, the Mishnah uses it with all the Yidurim, with all the Machatchilas that are not even active. If another person would do it this afternoon.
What if this
is in the
fasting has to do with
belief.
This has nothing to do with
belief.
I can sometimes be able to
read
as well as
say, No. So the Marshal, when would the cotton be a Higiel Achina for Kriya Shemagila? You have to know with the truck.
Alright.
Because the list of the Shalimus is to lay in the Gila with the truck with all the Hidurim and everything. That's how I do everything.
Eight, nine,
he's a
teaching.
Okay. So when he's able.
How do you put it together with
I don't know, my Rashi quotes the Benteisha Ben
Ezra.
The universe across being 9-10?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's what the Achrayim points out, that Gemara and Sukkah gives you the cloud, that there is no cloud. In each and every individual mitzvah depends when he's able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemini Musa. Some mitzvahs will be earlier than others.
What about Megillah? Spend far to be merchant and they are here and Christian for it. He was just his own on the dollar.
Now he's reading for Yerushalayim on Pesach.
And he had a dizzle.
He said, it's closer you show me that, that he's not Mechuyah B'Dom.
So they're not listed.
They're not being
listed.
That's a discussion whether we should pass my bed and show me. This is in Yivamis. The first said, what are you showing me? Some people read in the Gila and says, God, she says, a lot of people read in the Gila and Yudala, I said, they didn't show life, and they tell Aviv. So can a person from one city to most of the others on the wrong day? On the day that he's not Mechuyah.
Well, on the day that he wasn't listed yet, the verse would be alright.
What if he would be
alright? It's already with God. I bet you Yerushalayim,
he's visiting in Tel Aviv and he plans to go back to Yerushalayim. So he's not Mechuyah to lay on the
side. He's going back to Yerushalayim.
No. Then he's in Tel Aviv. Go back to the same day. So the place is called Yerushalayim, but it's not called Mechuyah to Dover at all. It cannot be murdered.
But somebody who's already in Tel Aviv, when they tell us, he can go to Yerushalayim, he can go to Yerushalayim.
The same thing by Seder. And there in that base, the Gemara has all of the Kolonim.
The Gila comes here. A Benetit show, Seder comes here, can't be by anybody in the second
stage. Right. So once again, let's go back again to this. Now, Lachlan says that the Valkyrie who's reading the Megillah has to be mostly the other based on the principle of Shemer Kain. And that only applies when he's in Mechuyah B'Dov. If he's not Mechuyah B'Dov, there's nothing to discuss. And there's a machlokes hatan. The way we read the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda, where the Rav Kotzer can emote the others. Point to the Gemara on a day, Shul the Rav Yehuda, the Dilma called the Rav Yehuda, Treygam Nigotten. If he's a Kotzer, he's a Gilachinoch, then he may lachatrilu be emote the others. His loyal Gilachinoch is not. But according to the simple reading of the Mishnah, there is a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Hachon. The Tosfos on Amud Aleph is going to discuss a little bit your question. Tosfos on Amud Aleph says, according to the simple reading of the Mishnah Megillah, that you have a machlokes hatanayim, whether a cotton can beat about kari or not. So they say, so what cotton are they fighting about? If they're talking about a cotton shehi gialachinoch, lusso is mechuyah mikamikilah medirabonah. He gialachinoch is mechuyah medirabonah. And everybody else not only mechuyah medirabonah, mikamikilah medirabonah. So he's just as mechuyah as they are. So why can't he be mostly then and mikamikilah elamah? He's a cotton shalah, he gialachinoch. Is my time to refute it? So how does Rav Yehuda say that he can't be Moti Yachir? Just says his kashin. Yim taima, the taita no manal affairs. Yim taima, they the cotton iri. What kind of a cotton are they fighting about? So the chi of Nick and the Gila is only the Rabbani? So the cotton also? Why not? If the cotton sits in the Sufi, he doesn't have a key on this on the level of there, right? Probably does. So, no, but it doesn't affect his key. Is his key on the right and Nick and the Gila? But that cotton sits in the Sufi on Yom Tov. They have a key on the right. That's what he did. Why should we do it?
Why not?
No, he has the Tzion for sure. His father has a mitzvah Tzion. The Shaila is the Chiyuv Tzion. The Chiyuv Tzion, that's mutal on the cousin and mutal on the father. That's the machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam.
His father has a mitzvah. But the Chiyuv is on the
Tzion. That's a different question. Let's begin the Tzion. So again, on all the days, the Gemara suggests that the Mishnah Megillah Kudah of Yudai, and that two kinds of cotton, the Reisha, that says the cotton may not be the Valkyrie at all, is a cotton Shalah Higilah Chinuch. And the Sefer that Rabbi Yudah allows the cotton to be the Valkyrie is a cotton Shekein Higilah Chinuch. So everything is Nichat. So we understand what the Mishnah said in the Megillah. Cotton Shalah Higilah Chinuch is not Mechui Bedavar. Cannot be the Valkyrie. Cotton Shekilah Chinuch is Mechui Bedavar and Rabbanon. And everybody else is Mechui Bedavar and Rabbanon. Megillah is only Rabbanon. He can be mighty then, no problem. But on Omid Aleph, before you get to that shot, on Omid Aleph, we more learn the simple meaning in the Mishnah, that it's a machlek, it's a tanai, the machlek is abused in the Tanitamer, whether a cotton can be the Valkyrie for the Megillah or not. The Tanit wants to know, in the days of cotton Myron, what kind of a cotton are they fighting about, Rabbi Yudah Rabban? If cotton Shavari Gilachino, no, my time of Yudah, how can Rabbi Yudah say that he can be the Valkyrie? I'm in the pair of who says, and Rashad Akhal says, says, Ki Zaiti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu. Ki Zaiti, I manage a Shabbos, one of the three Tachlis of Zechus, the Derech Hashem. So there's a third, that Chinuch is a Din Bereish. The Mount of Muslims today, when the Dabba Bama Shif Chavi Sech, about it is a Din Chinuch Bereish. But the Din Chinuch Bereish only requires that I should tell my child, look, this is Chazer, and now you can eat it because you're not by Mitzvah, but another 4 years, my kid is 9 years old, another 4 years is going to be by Mitzvah, then you can eat the Chazer, but now you can eat the Chazer. Today's Shabbos, you're not allowed to turn on the light, you're not allowed to watch television another 4 years, but today you're not by mitzvah, you can do everything you want. The minute I tell you, you're chichina. You tell the kids, when you're going to be by mitzvah, don't do it, but now you can do whatever you want, because you're not by mitzvah. And I teach you all the dinim, and I tell them, Mikra Megillah, you have to read the Megillah when you be by mitzvah, and this year you're not by mitzvah, you can play for it, you can do whatever you want. So when I tell you, that's enough. And if you're not fun, if that's not enough, you have to see to it that the child actually does the mice on mitzvah. So there's a machlek, it's Rashi and the Ramban. What does that mean? That the Rabbanon, that's not enough, and the child has to actually do the Maita Mitzvah. Is that a chiyuv on the father? Just like Minatayr, the chiyuv is on the father to be Machanech HaShem. He died from Manash and Talit, born of the Beit HaKadosh Baruch Hu of HaShem. The father has an obligation to teach his child. So the Rabbanon, the father has an obligation to train the child to actually do the Mitzvah. But the child himself is not a Bar Chiyuv. They should be saying, no, that the child is actually a Bar Chiyuv. So that's the machlek is later, Rashi and the Ramban. If the Tesis is going to prove that the child is Mechuyev with the Rabbon, not only that the father is obligated to see to it that his son does the Mitzvah, and the child remains alive by the Yuvet, no, but the Rabbon they declare that the child is Mechuyev. The Aminon, and we all know that the Aminon is that the Kodesh Yehiyah Chinuch, that the Rabbonon, he is Kigodol, he is considered a Mechuyev B'Dobol like one is by Mitzvah, who fight the Rabbonon, and he can be mighty. Other people are all Mechuyev with the Rabbonon. As it says, the Feirish in the Gemara, the Yom of the Kamam Tzad Misha Meso, that calls him a day, that a cousin might see Yavi, Shalayach, Lala Kazai, Zahana, the Rabbanon. If the father ate bread, he ate so much bread, he's not a fool, the father's obligated to bench Menat Torah, then his little kid, who's before Bar Mitzvah, cannot bench him, he might be interested. The little kid is on him, claiming the Rabbanon. But the father only had a kazayis, and he's still going to be hungry. So he's not obligated, the father's not obligated to bench him in our favor. So it says in the Kodesh, we have opposite brother and but since the father's only going to be the Rabbanon, so the son, when he gives enough to bench, that he must be the father's of the Zayish in Gemara. So you see from that Gemara, that's Rashi's Gemara, he sees from that Gemara, that the cotton is a path you've been with the Rabbanon. So that's the case to see it. That's what Tyson says. If the cotton over here is a why can't he think about curry in the shop? What does the Ramban do with that Gemara? Ramban and Mohammed insists that a cotton is not Mechuyev at all. A cotton is not Mechuyev at all. The Ramban says that if it's a Tyson, it's a different jersey. Crosses out the Gemara. No Gemara. Seriously? Crosses out the Gemara. Where's that Gemara? Cloth on the day. Cloth on the day. Where is that Gemara? David Barak Liyavi. says Toshma, right in the middle of the Omer. Ben is Omer, Ben is Barak, Yadiv, the son can bench for the father. Yam is Ishmael, the right of the right map is the right, and Yam the Rabban, the Rabban map is the right of the time, Kosma, Chiyubu, Rabban Maskin, Kiyon Shoah, Kiyur, the Rabban, the Oti, the Rabban, who map is the Rabban. That's what we have in the Gemara, that's what Tarsus quoted. Oti, the Rabban, who map is the Rabban. So take a look here, the Kivayger on the side of the Dab, and that cut on the base, and will the time cut? I'm the Ran Megillah Perek Sheni. The Ran Megillah on this Mishnah that we're talking about whether the cut is a little Valkyrie and Shul or not, the Ramban quotes the Kasha of Taisus. What is it? Is it cut the Shigilachin? It's late Gilachin. So the Ramban, so the Ran there, quotes this Machlek is the Ramban and the other Rishon. Whether a cotton she gila chinuch mid the rabban of the cotton, the rabban of the machai, the cotton is mukhuyit? Oh no, the father is mukhuyit. The Ramban says the kid is not mukhuyit in anything, the father is mukhuyit. So he says, I am Shom HaShikarta B'Shem Rabban, the Torah Chiyon God, let's again speak tomorrow over here. Achazman, Achazer, Isi B'Rabban of Mohammed, she is with his Acheret Khan. Rabban has a thing crossed without the Gemara, doesn't it? And it's like a Gemara. That's the Nafkamina, which time, that's Nafkamina with Dina. What's the look? No. He has a different gears on the bottom. Here, Dossi the Rabban has a whole different gears on the whole thing. I forgot what he has. He has a different gears, so that no such gimar. The Torah by gimar. The best fish I've tasted this time says, Rabban and Olive is assuming. I don't remember if it's in, I think it's in Brachas. I don't remember if it's in Brachas on the Jew. I think it's in Brachas. I didn't look it up this time. Here the Rashi is over here, I said as well. A men says from an hour is the Rashi. The Rashi writes, there's a star in Rashi Kivega there. In the middle of the Rashi, Rashi writes, in time of the Kana Shekila, he knows how to do it. The Rashi says, no, who are feeling the Rabban in the Chayim? The Lady Abu, who do you want to do it? Rashi says like the Ramban. Rashi says like the Ramban. That the Chiyuv Chinuch is the Rabban is not mutal on the child, that the child is mechuyav. The Rabban is not the name. The father is mechuyav to be mechana. So that the Kivega says, a different cash. Okay, there's a different cash. But that Rashi is going to get, is going to have the same difficulty with his Gemara, cut on the basis. Rashi and the Rabban are both against that Gemara. You're going to have a different gift. There's no way. So this is Taisus Kasha, not a Taisus Taisus Kasha. You see from the Gemara and that cut on the basis that what? That the Rabban on that cotton is mechuyav mitam chinuch, not that they were mechayav the father. They were mechayav the cotton with the Rabban on, if he's a Gila chinuch. So a Mikra Megillah is only with the Rabban on, so no, so if Mikra Megillah is the Rabban on, and the cotton she Gila chinuch is mechayav the Rabban on, why can't he be the Balkaire, the Leir and Shul? So this is the Yesh Leimar. This is back down. The Rabban is right. That with the Rabban they will never mechayev the cotton. A cotton shehigir lechinuch, the father is mechuyev. On the level of the right, what's the din of chinuch? He died the man of shaytam is born of his faith, and the chiyuv chinuch is on the father, but not to teach the child. The child is not mechuyev to learn on his own. He's a lot like a human. So with the Rabban they just enhanced the din of the right of chinuch. They said the father is mechuyev, not only to explain to the child that this is chazer, and then another 4 years, you're not allowed to eat it. The father has the obligation to secret that the kid doesn't eat it. The father has the obligation that everything. Cotton is not about you. I to hack in the cotton bench, because I'm not, until he might be the father. If the child is not mechuyev b'dover, the father is not mechuyev b'dover either. Because it says, you know, that you need kedei tziyah. And if you don't have kedei tziyah, what's the din? You're not chayv, you're not sorry about what? The chayv of the Rabban says, doesn't say that in the Gemara. Doesn't say Yechayid even Rabban. Tamid is Chassidus. The Lashon HaGemara is Yesh Laima, Shani Bechet HaMozim. Tachumi Yisert Tachumi Yisert Yoytim Adorai. It doesn't mean that Midi Rabban not that Midi Rabban. I don't know. Tamid Tekash will never be brought about them. The Taisu says, no, even Midi Rabban they never said. Midi Arai Tiyafi Tidei Sviya. State the Yachal Tidei Sviya. And Midi Rabban of Yolta has to have Tidei Sviya. If you don't have Tidei Sviya, they will never Mechayid you. The Chumri Yisert is like a minig. And the Mele, if you have a minig, what do you have, Lamashal Echreis? When do we have a minig? Do we ever have a mitzvah that we do mitam minig that one person can unite to the other? I don't know, let's say, Kriya Sateira and Leosin Hasteira. Kriya Sateira and Leosin Hasteira, let's say. There's no obligation, no Chiyas to lay Kriya Sateira and Leosin Hasteira, it's only a minig. So what is that even a demon of the Rabbanah? doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. It's only a minig and tiramokos. Tiramokos is a minig and not everybody has a minig. In many cases we don't have the minig. So let's say Leah Simcha said we wouldn't. Normally we don't allow a cotton to be about Kaire. Normally we don't allow a cotton to be about Kaire by Kaire from Megillah. So we're not Mechuyib it over, how can it be made to the others? What about Leah Simcha Tzaira? But the Chiyas to learn Kaire that there is not Midirabon and it's not Midirayt, it's not at all, it's a minig. So Tzaira says whenever the mitzvah that you want to be Yotze is only a minig, but then the whole thing that you need a Mechuyib it over gate to start. No one's Mechuyib. I'm not Mukhayyib, you're not Mukhayyib, he's not Mukhayyib, so no one is Mukhayyib, so you're not going to be in Yaitse. You just want to be Yaitse the minute. So you don't have to be Mukhayyib at all, but you should do it and I'll be Yaitse with you.
Halal Vashkoydeh,
that would be another. I'm going to say Halal Vashkoydeh, but the Halal will be uncut. Oh, that's a normal Moshe. Forget about Kriya Tatar. Kriya Tatar is a question of a Moshe, maybe you don't need Mukhayyib at all. Let's say Halal Vashkoydeh, and the people in the shul will not be reciting Halal. The Chazan will say the whole Halal out loud, and they won't be Yaitse with Shemek. Because the Gemara says in the Sukkah, and that one of her, that you apply Shemei Kainah to Halal, you can be Yotze Halal with Shemei Kainah. So what if the Baal Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh, when the Halal, Chati Halal, is only a minig, the Gemara says, the Baal Tefillah will be a Kofi. The Taisa says it's perfectly alright, because the Tzibur is not Mechuyah. So you can't say that he's not Mechuyah, how can he be Mechuyah? Like no one is Mechuyah, the whole thing is only a minig. So as long as someone is saying the Halal, So that's what Taisa is, Tutu Panayas, that benching when you eat less than today three, you're not only not Mechuyib as a right, you're not even Mechuyib as a Rabbana. What's the Raya? You say the minute. The minute is that you do bench, and they bring a right, because the Gemara says, V'heim hachmiru al atma. Afilu at kizayit, afilu at kibaytu. The Lashon HaGemara says, V'heim hachmiru al atma. Shtei b'keri kitoni yachumreh. It doesn't say that the Rabbanon, ain't the doctor came out last month, I feel like it's nice. So the first day in Tyson said that was that the cotton should be in the chinuch, the chi of chinuch is on the father, not on the son, like the Ramban or like the Rashi. I think a lot of that cloth stayed the very so the Ramban had to cross out the Gemara. The cotton is being mighty, the father in benching, and the father ate less than Kadei Sevilla, the father's not even Mechuyib in the Rabbanon. He's not Mechuyib in the Rabbanon. It's only a minute, So for that, the cotton is good enough. The Mishnah says in the Gila that a cotton can get an aliyah. So the Shad, how can he get an aliyah? He's not Mechuyib Adar, how is he Mati Yisrael and Nechay Vosam? Taisus is Takashi. So some Rishonim say in Achinami, the cotton is not the Balkari, the cotton is just saying the Brocha. The Balkari is an aliyah. The Mogen Avraham quotes one day like that. He quotes the Fiskei Maha, Fiskei Rabbeinu Liyom in London. Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, the Yesh Pei Beis, in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the Siman about Kriyas HaTeiran Shabbos. But he quotes the Tzitzkei Rabbeinu Liyahu that when the Mishnah says that cotton can get aliyah, all it means is that the cotton says the bracha, then he cannot be the Balkar. How can he be the Balkar? He's not Mechuyib Adar. And the Ran on the Gilas is just the opposite. That the cotton cannot say the bracha. What is going to be most of the people with the bracha? Means the cotton only does the Kriya Sater. So because of that machloek is that the Rabbeinu Liyahu in London says that when the Mishnah says the cotton gets an aliyah, he only says the bracha, he doesn't do the lady. The Ran says Bakar, the only does is he does the lady, he doesn't say the bracha. That's what the Minig Mizman says, that he doesn't do either. He doesn't do the Leinig and he doesn't say the Bracha either. And then he only is, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that Master we can give to a Kohen. Master means when you're repeating the Master. When you're ready, if it's a Master that you didn't lay before, then you want to be ready for that, so then we are in the bind of the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes, Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Liyahu in London, with Iran, say, we go to the home in both directions. We don't allow the cotton to delay. We don't allow the cotton to say the brother. So we don't allow them to get an aliyah. The only aliyah we're allowed to get is a mafta. These two factors, mafta is not so good. What? Yeah, it's done. But the problem is that he's...
Simone, we don't know yet.
You need everybody else also to believe in the rabbi. Okay. Okay. The Ikara is in the Mishnah says you can give Aliyah. The Ikara... Right over there on the Aliyah. Meaning if they did a Mishnah you can give. But the Zman of Zeb, we're Machmer only to give Mishnah. Yeah. Could be.
I don't know.
So Nachma, let's go again. What's Tejas problem? There is again a Mishnah Megillah that sounds. The Gemara on the base claims that the whole Mishnah perhaps is Rav Yudah, and Rav Yudah is distinguishing it, and the Meir will be talking like it. No, my Machlokes is presented, and we distinguishing Kut and Shekhi Lachina has Kut and Shekhi Lachina. But the Omen Aleph, the Gemara is presenting it, Kilo there's a Machlokes here between Rav Yudah and Adachonim. Whether the cotton they did about carrying on for a minute. The text wants to know what kind of a cotton are we talking about. If it's a cotton shehigia lechinuch, the cotton shehigia lechinuch is so my kind of the rabbanon. Why don't the rabbanon allow him to be the balkar? He is mechuyev b'dov rabba. And you can't say that the chachamim hold that a cotton shehigia lechinuch, the chayv lechinuch is only mutal as alva of. There's not yet chinuch on the cotton is therefore not about a bar. That's not true. The Gemara is not caught on the day. The Gemara is the Seirish. That the cotton shehi gila chinuch is a bar chiyuv in the Rabbanon. So you don't understand that happened in the Rabbanon. Not with Rabbi Yudah. So he says, no. That's exactly the machlokes of Yudah in the Rabbanon. The shayla that you raise. Whether chayv chinuch is mutal on the father or chayv chinuch is mutal on the cotton. That's Rabbi Yudah holds that the cotton is a bar chiyuv. And the Chachamim hold the cotton is not about Yudah. I'm Gemara and Akhov. What do you do with Gemara? He says, no, the Gemara not cause is nothing. The Gemara is talking about Achumra. It's Chassid, it's a minute. It's not even talking about a Dinder Rabbanon. So then everybody would agree that the cotton can be mighty the father. That's not a problem.
Why don't I have reparations for his
Inami is a Tesis. Another answer. The other answer in Tesis is that it's not true. That the obligation to bench if you ate less than Kadei Sriya, the real dimmer the Rabbana. It's not a mere chatik. I said the Hema Dr. Kima Lashma, that means the Rabbana. That's the way we say that, it's a takana the Rabbana. The Rishonim have such a deal also, such a deal like Tosha says, that the Lashma and Mara is the Hema Dr. Kima Lashma, sounds like it's only a chumra. Yeah, no, that's the Mara says the Feirish. The Gemara says at the end of the Nida that that's only a minute. The Gemara says the same as Hechad the Achmer, Achmer, Hechad the Achmer, Achmer. Machmer Shinogu, there is binding, and Machmer Shinogu is not binding. There's the Feish in the Gemara, and that's only a minute. That's black and white. And in Yeridain, it says the same question, that it's only a minute. It's not even a Dinder Abana. That's a Gemara. But there's another Gemara in Chulin, and Terry Giran Rashi, where the Gemara says that the issue there right is that you're not allowed to eat the Giran Rashi. What about the Shulman Agid? What about the Chalav on top of the Gid? So there's no eat the Chalav is Chalav al Akloyas, a different place. There's not over here, there's no Chalav in the leg. The Chalav is the other place, the other parts of the body. But Shulman Agid, Minatar is Mutter, but the Gemara says, we saw Kiddushin Hain Nogu Behem Yisr. That's the Lashon HaGemara. We saw Kiddushin Nogu Behem Yisr. So the Prima Gaurim quotes from the Rishonim that what it means is that it's not even an Issa de Rabbanon. It's only Asamitam Nogabo Issa. It's only Asamitam Minis. Just because it says in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that it's an Issa de Rabbanon. Just because it's printed in the Gemara, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Rabbanon. The Moshe says in the Gemara, you should wait 6 hours before Flesh Yitzanuch. If the Tavish Migmar is only a minute, what does it say it's a Dinder Rabbanon? It's a minute. And the Prasim HaKulah is based on the assumption. It says to eat and to have milk within an hour after having Flesh Yitzanuch, that's an Issa de Rabbanon. The Shaykh Mazar, that's the Isha Darabanda, they tend to call the Zar. But to wait 6 hours, that's only a minute. After not Kanina, what if he's a Chayla the Nixta? How much of a Chayla do you have to be to be Maka having Milchik soon after Fleishik? So to be Maka, that Milchik within an hour after Fleishik, you have to at least be a Chayla Shem Sakar, at least you have to be so sick that it prevents you from functioning normally. But to be Mako, that you don't have to wait 6 hours, even if you have to slice up that stomach, you're already Mako, then you can have drink. That's not the post-pizza. That's only a minute. It's not even a dinner of bones. You hear? Yeah. That's how the Kappa Chayim is. They kind of come. Yeah. There used to be Jews particularly with that. So the Tulachal, so the first day in Tosis is that benching if you ate less than today to be is not even a dinner of bones. It's only needed for Sidus. And the Melech is not Hachachos from that Gemara to anything about the nature of the Chiyuch Hidot. And the Melech is that Kufet. And not about Seyta Machlekes HaTanah. That Kufet is the Machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanah. What's the nature of the Chiyuch Hidot? When the Chiyuch is the Chiyuch that's Mutal on the Father, and the Son is named the Lapa Chiyuch, therefore he cannot be the Balkarian. Oh no! Rabbi Yudah holds not. The Chiyuch Hidot is with the Rabbanah Mutal on the Bain. So the cousin is a bar, so you listen to the cousin telling my sister. Then they say, the nami, they say no. That if Gemara and Afchas is a famous writer, because benching on a kazayis is a din of Abana. It's not only a midas chasim, it's a real din of Abana. And if the Gemara says that the cousin can be mighty, the father is a famous writer, shayna le ha-shufo, that the chiyah chinuch is on the cousin. That it's not the chiyah chinuch on the cousin. No, so if the chiyah chinuch is on the cousin, so the beauty is right, then let the cousin be able to be the Balkari. And the same is name, the Gemara and Afchas on the day, things like this. The child who is a Gila Lachinach ate a whole meal. He ate today's real Rabbanah. That's only one the Rabbanah. A real Rabbanah in the sense of fact, a real field, a strong field of Rabbanah. And the father was less than today's Tzriya, so the cousin is Mechuyah with the Rabbanah, and the father is with the Rabbanah. Same level of Tzriya. What if the cousin with the father and the son, each one only has a Kazayin? There is no Gemara. There is no Gemara. What's the din in such a case? Can the son be mighty the father? So what's the Akkadah? It says, that's the Machlech of Yudah the Rabbanah in the Mishnah and the Gila. Mikra Megillah is only with the Rabbanah. But Chinuch is only with the Rabbanah. So the Rabbanim, the Chachamim, the Rabbi say that the cousin is less mechuyev than the father. Why? Let's say Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we say that a shvuz is shvuz from makom mitzvah mutar. You have to have a shvuz is shvuz from makom mitzvah. Shvuz is makom chayla, the makom mitzvah mutar. What is he clearly? If something is only also based on a combination of two dinim of the Rabbanim, so it's less of an inch of the Rabbanim. Then if it's one inch of the Rabbanim, the same inch of the Mishavonah, based on a Gemara in Eri. So the shvuz is a weaker research. The three is not an isha based on the combination of syrup of two chumas and the rabbanon. It's not as strong as a chadir rabbanon. So that's the text that says over here. That idea that the shvuz is a lower, a weaker isha than rabbanon, that's what the rabbanon did have said over here. And here you have a mitzvah that if you have a cotton that's mukhid and mikrim to give him a rabbanon, what kind? That's a shvuz the shvuz. It's a trade of rabbanon. It's not a mukhid based on the combination of two takhanas of rabbanon. One takhan of chinuch, and what's that bonum is in the Gila? And the father's Mechuyah based on a Chadir HaBonum. So the cotton, Shehigir HaChinuch, is a lower level Chiyuv than the father is. So that's the Machlokes of Yudah HaBonum. Yudah says that's true. Yudah says it's the same level of Chiyuv, so the same thing, Chadir HaBonum, Chadir HaBonum. Chadir HaBonum is a Chadir HaBonum. And we pass it like the Chachamim, but it's not so much like Hilchos Shabbos, the Shvuz, the Shvuz is a lower Easter. So we wrote a lot, Chadir HaBonum is less than a Chadir HaBonum. Those are the two shots in the face we give. And then there's of course the famous parish that the Shagasari did in the Chibur and the Turi Yadon on Megillah. Shagasari gives a different verse. He wants to say that Mikra Megillah, there are three levels of Chiyuvim. Which Texas is working with two levels. Is it the right, is it the Rabbana? Or is it Midas Chasidim? Midas Chasidim. He says, no, the Dibbe Kabbalah. Dibbe Kabbalah means that Din the Rabbana, which is recorded in Kitzvi HaKadosh, which has the approval of the Bezna Shalmaima. If it was recorded, if it was implied by Al-Pi Ruach HaKadosh, it should be recorded in Tanakh, that means that it's a higher level of the Din the Rabbana. So the Achrayim have a whole dispute whether Mikra Megillah has the status of Dibbe Kabbalah or not. The Rebbe keeps Eger on Hilchos Purim quotes from the Turi Eben that Mikra Megillah has the status of Dibbe Kabbalah, Dibbe Kabbalah is Dibbe Teredamion. Let's say if you have a suffix, if you're yoyt to Mikra Megillah, you're not sure, maybe you missed the word, maybe you didn't miss the word. But he says, Sheikha, they like the Lechumri. If it would have been only the Rabbanon, you would have said Sheikha the Rabbanon Lechumri. But since Mikra Megillah is a Dibbe Kabbalah, it's a Dibbe Kabbalah, Dibbe Teredamion, it has all the Lechumri of Dinim Derayt. And now the Rachmanim disagree. That's how the Munkash has a tshuva like that. Munkash Allah also is machne that Mikra Megillah has the status of Dibbe Kabbalah. And the Shabbin Rav has a tshuva where he writes nothing. Has a Rashi in the end of Tainus. He says it's not true that Mikra Megillah is not a Dibbe Kabbalah. He says what would be Dibbe Kabbalah is up there. Shalachman is Matanus Lagyan. That says the Seirish in the Megillah. Mishlachman is the Shem Matanus Lagyan. But it says Mikra Megillah doesn't say anywhere. It just says Halachim Ha'ilin is the Kari Benassi. It's the Remez. It's only Agav Gloret, it's alluded to, the reason, it's currently that it's recited, you read in the Giver. But since it doesn't say explicitly, the Russian Seaboy, they quote the Rashi in the last half of Tainus, so the end of Tainus, that that cannot be labeled as a Dibbe Kabbalah. So it's a Machlokes is in touch with whether Mikra Megillah can be considered a Dibbe Kabbalah. So that's what the Turi Eben wants to say, that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Chachon is the Rabbi home. True, of course, it is Mechuyah B'Dov and the Rabbanon, the Tam Chinuch, but the Rabbanon doesn't reach the level of Dibbe Kabbalah. the father and all the other people in the shul have a higher level of chiyah. They're mechuyim, not in the Torah, they're mechuyim in the kabbalah. So therefore the cotton, shigil achinoch, is not as mechuyim on the same level of chiyah as they are. So that's why the cotton, that's why the rabbanah, but you know, he's the rabbanah, they're the rabbanah, everything is the rabbanah, we can give them to the rabbanah. And the Chachamim say, "Boom! They can make it. This machlekes is the Chedina Rav. And the Lukasha is the machlekes of Yirah Chachamim. That's what the Turi Evan says. Machlekes of Yirah Chachamim. And he says, 'We pass like the Chachamim. That is Dibek Kabbalah.'
What about Anisha?
That's the Rav is found the same over that Turi Evan. That is proof of the machlekes of Yirah Chachamim.
What about Anisha and Cotton? The baby ate for it.
That's how the Turi Evan wants to take shots in the Bahag also. That's what he means. Turi Evan says, 'Yes, shots in Bahag.' If the Gemara says women, I'm afraid to make a Megillah, and then I'm afraid to make a Megillah, so why can't the women be much to the men? What does the Baha'i mean? Men are more Mechuyim than women. What do you mean more Mechuyim? If you're Mechuyim, you're Mechuyim. He says, no. The men are Mechuyim to make a Megillah, they make a Bobber. The women, often have the Eretz Anet, he said it's a second level, it's a secondary stage. Years later, the men of the Kalamim, years later, the women are Mechuyim to make a Megillah, the women are Mechuyim to make a Megillah, it's only a plain thing that are Bobber. The Bishulah lady is Mechadish, not Mechayov, it's Mechuyim, that's only the Bobber. But the men are Mechuyim, that's the Kabbalah. So a woman, the godly man, is considered like a cousin, the godly brother, and the godly brother. So a woman, that's what you said, a woman would be able to invite to your cousin. A cousin would be able to invite to your woman. According to this calculation of the Turi Evan, the women and the Ketanim are included on the same level. Just a woman or a cousin would not be able to invite to our cousin. And why does it go against the mission? Yeah, that's the kasha that we said. That's the kasha against the Baha. Okay. The Rishonim asked you. Okay, we don't know what to do. The Baha. Okay. That's the kasha of the Baha. And then the Turi Evan goes one step further. Turi Evan has a chiddush nifla that really doesn't say any Rishonim. All the Rishonim are black and white against the Turi Evan. It comes up with a chiddush, and Rav Shlomo Zalman loves this chiddush. He writes in the Bein Shlomo that he's right, 100% right. Comes up with a chiddush that the Mikra Megillah by Yom states in the Mishnah. Mikra Megillah by Lama doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. So the only one who says it is Rav Shulman Levi. And Rav Yalla the Medalla is in Megillah. I'm Rav Shulman Levi. I want to look at the Megillah by Lama. The Kanat Me'er Shinema. So he said, the Turi Evan wants to say that the first one who was Mechadish, the Sakone, by us, we all know Mikra Megillah by Lama, everybody comes to shul. Everybody knows that's Mikra. Mikra Megillah by Yom. A lot of people don't go to shul. So the Turi Evan, and Rav Shlomo claims that it's just for the Hapakos, Bumfaker, the Mikra Megillah by Yom, that's the real din, that's the Dibur Kabbal. Mikra Megillah by Lila, that's only the Rabbanu. So if you put together all of the statements of the Turi Evan, a woman can think about curry, or a cousin can think about curry, by Lila, or the holiday. The Olmach Lake is not, because by Lila, only the Rabbanu. And women are Mechuyim, but they're Rabbanim, they're not Rabbanim. Everybody's on the same level as
He's on a lower level. She's still on a little lower level.
That's if you say like Tyson, that he wasn't a chadra on a trade level. The Turi Evan doesn't want to go with that. Yeah, there are more than one distinction. We'll have to, next week we have to start off with that. There are more than one distinction. So next week we'll start for him. Okay, believe that next week we'll learn your name again. Okay. We'll start talking with the Ramadan. There's a strange medrash, a very famous medrash, and this is Sedra. That at the beginning of the Sedra, the Rebbe Shalom commands Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to have the chilas on the hand. The fourth the third part is the second. 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 The third part is the second
Rabbeinu was ready to die. He thought he's going to be the cause.
That he says, Adol dichri, the pasuk says, in Tehillim, Lo mitarach hashashu, I was allowed to be on this. Not for the fact that I learned that, I would have been aggravated to death. What was he aggravated to? Kishama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe B'yata, Hakmer Be'alecho, and he told him, okay, now we're going to choose Kohanim, so who's it going to be? Aaron. Hey, Rabbo, Moshe Rabbeinu was so aggravated. So the Baruch Hu, one of these, no, Lo mitarach hashashu, he would have been aggravated, or the allowed to be on, he would have been so aggravated, allowed to be on you. So the Baruch Hashem says, Tairos Kohan, you have the Tairos Kohan, Tairos Moshe, what do you feel bad? You have a Tikhelik, nothing to worry about. So he tells him, Amalak Tair Haisali, the Baruch Hashem says, I had a Tair, and it's a Fi Allah. I gave you the Tair. So what are you worried about? Don't feel so bad. Now, as that tells you can manage, but Moshe Rabbeinu, a man of the Lord, he was jealous of his brother. So saying to the Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Baruch Hashem told him, I want to go to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu, the man is flat on the Atishlach, then my brother is Hasagas Gvul. So the Baruch Hashem said, don't worry about Hasagas Gvul. He's going to be so rough of the son of the Levi. He's going to be so happy, he's not going to feel bad. The Aaron didn't feel bad about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as the manager of Kaiso. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have all the milas and leaders, said he feels bad about the fact that his brother was appointed. And Baruch Hashem had a season by saying, don't worry, the Torah was given to you. Such a strange message. Very, very strange. So some portion, a famous interpretation, some portion say that what he was aggravated about was the following. That the Rebbe Shlom told him, after he's Elecha Aaron ben Bono, that it's going to go to Yerusha to his children. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Torah is not going to go to Yerusha to anyone's children. That's because the person is a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Torah, that his children or his grandchildren are going to be coming to Chacham. Torah doesn't go to Yerusha. But that's when he was aggravated about how come he's giving my brother something that's going to go to David. And Mani gave me something wonderful.